The following is a presentation of the Horizon Sports Network, a live stream internet broadcasting affiliate of the Delhalla Horizon newspaper based in Salina, Tennessee.
This is Horizon Sports Network coverage of Clay County Bulldog football, presented by Clay Power Sports, your one-stop shop for all things boating, fishing, mowing, utility vehicles, and more.
Tonight's broadcast is powered by Twin Lakes, keeping you connected with broadband, TV, security, and phone services.
And sponsored by Upton Hay Funeral Home, serving Clay County when they need it most since 1949.
By Copeland's Rural Supply, your local project partner every step of the way.
By Salina Lumber, where there's so much more than a hardware store.
By Clay County Funeral Home, helping families honor and remember their loved ones with compassion, dignity, and respect.
By Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time.
By Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, serving you and your loved ones from our heart.
By Macon Bank and Trust, your hometown community bank since 1919.
By Scott's Best Way, your hometown grocery store, where it's not just about groceries, it's about serving the people we know.
By Delhalla One-Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around, right here in the heart of barbecue country.
By the Clay County Chamber of Commerce, dedicated to improving the quality of life here in Clay County.
And by Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Welcome to the H&H Auto and Equipment Parts pregame show here on the Horizon Sports Network, a weekly prelude to Bulldog football brought to you by H&H owners Chris and Derek Hicks.
Fueled by their passion for parts, service, and the community, H&H is the name you can trust when it comes to finding the right automotive, marine, heavy-duty, agricultural, or equipment part to fit your needs.
Plus, they specialize in rubber tracks, undercarriage parts, cutting edges, bucket teeth, and much more. So besides getting you back on the road and back on the water, they can also get you back to work in no time.
And they provide it all with community-driven customer service from a friendly and knowledgeable staff. So give H&H Auto and Equipment Parts a call at 931-243-7278 for all your parts needs.
Though H&H is the pregame title sponsor, others also help make each segment possible, including Farm Bureau and Salina Agency Manager Daniel Burton. Clay County turns to us for auto, life, and home insurance.
Town Square Antiques, where owners Johnny and Joanne McLaren strive to preserve local history and offer a wide variety of antiques and collectibles.
Head Equipment, offering parts and sales for machines and components to shape the earth for over 40 years.
Eco Panels of Tennessee, build your dream home the better way with structural insulated panels engineered right here at home in Hermitage Springs.
Westmoreland Management, proud supporters of Clay County High School Athletics, offering local affordable housing here for over 30 years.
Cumberland Exteriors, folks you can trust to protect your home from the elements with windows, doors, siding, roof metal, and more.
Ashlock and Strong Insurance, because everybody needs a strong insurance agent, and Mark's got Clay County fans covered.
Poplar Grove Body Shop in Gainsborough, the next time you bend it, call little Robert and he'll mend it.
Macon Bank and Trust, celebrating over 100 years of hometown banking.
State Farm and local agent Andrew Locke. Like a good neighbor, Andrew is there, offering auto, life, home, health, and more.
Subway, inviting Bulldog fans to come enjoy their favorite sandwiches on the bypass in Salina, because fresh is what they do.
Young Country Cafe, serving country cooking at its finest on Salina's historic Courthouse Square.
And TDS Disposal, serving all of your waste management needs and proud supporters of Clay County athletes and cheerleaders.
Coming up during the H&H Auto and Equipment Parts pregame show, we will recap last week's game, find out how the Dogs' opponents fared, delve into about a Bulldog history, hear from Clay County head coach Bruce Lamb, and much more as we get ready for kickoff of Bulldog football, streaming live on the Horizon Sports Network.
I've been wondering how many that is, Daniel. You've been right there beside me for most of them.
I missed one football. Went to the, what was it called?
Yeah.
She ended up winning her division. It worked out good.
It did. Well, I'm glad to have you here along with us. Do miss Brother John, of course. But you're right, Daniel. 2 weeks in a row in unfamiliar territory. We went to Portland for the first time last week. We're here in Tompkinsville, Kentucky for the first time ever tonight. But there's no place I'd rather be, no matter where it is, on another football Thursday night tonight than here with you, Daniel. You know, and tonight Clay County's made the trip north to work on their skills and hopefully use this one as a tune-up for region play, just like you said, which is set to begin next week. But we saw last year, this Tompkinsville team can present a challenge. I feel like we're going to have a good one on our hands here, the Dogs and us, to call, but we wouldn't be here in Monroe County, Kentucky, without our sponsors on the Horizon Sports Network. They make it all happen here night in and night out, and a special shout-out to Clay Power Sports and owner Eli Schmucker for being our presenting sponsor this week. Folks, if you haven't done it, go see Eli down at Clay Power Sports and all of our sponsors here on the Horizon Sports Network and let them know how much you appreciate them making it all happen. And, of course, Horizon Sports Network is just an extension of the Dale Hollow Horizon newspaper, so we hope folks will pick up a copy each week for coverage of Clay County sports and everything else. Up next, as we do every week during the pregame show, we'll talk about what was in this week's paper in our Horizon Weekly Recap segment. So stay with us for more of the pregame show as we discuss what appeared in print about Clay County's road trip to Portland here on the Horizon Sports Network. In the toughest of times, you need people you can trust, and most of the time that means depending on people you know. Not only has Upton Hay Funeral Home been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949, but they continue to do so with people just like you, people who live and work right here at home. So when it comes time, rely on Jimmy Hay, Rob and Monica Weir, and their compassionate staff in your time of need. Choose Upton Hay Funeral Home. Proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
Across our communities, Macon Bank and Trust Company is here for you. We stand firm behind your investments, and we continue to be a strong supporter of our local schools. Macon Bank and Trust Company, a proud sponsor of our youth athletes, your hometown community bank since 1919. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
When it comes to groceries, you can always save with the best choice at Scott's Best Way. Serving the community since 1969, Scott's is the only place in Salina you'll find all the name brand selection of bigger chain stores while enjoying the small town feel of having your groceries loaded into your car. So Bulldog fans, come load up your cart with savings today. Give them a call at 243-3327 or look them up on Facebook for all of their weekly deals and specials. Scott's Best Way, your hometown grocery store, where it's not just about groceries, it's about serving the people we know.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Home One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulder, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Home One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Welcome back to the H&H Auto and Equipment Parts pregame show, and now it's time for us to go inside the pages of the newspaper with our Horizon Weekly Recap segment, where we summarize the article detailing last week's game. That headline read, Bulldogs learn they can play with anybody in 24-21 loss at Portland. And the story talked about how Clay County fell by a three-point margin the second time this season when a game-winning drive stalled to seal a 24-21 Portland win. But Bulldog head coach Bruce Lamb explained, all is not lost for the Dogs. I think we learned that we can play with anybody, Lamb said, after his team battled the Class 5A Panthers to the bitter end. They had athletes all over the field. They were big, huge, and our kids stayed right with them and had an opportunity to win at the end of the game. I think that says a lot about these kids' character. And Clay County's fortitude was evident throughout, Daniel, as your summary is going to show. Going on.
All right, what about now?
Yeah, I think I'm good.
Technical difficulties happen on live productions, folks.
It does.
All right, back to that summary. We'll just take it from the top, talking about the fortitude that the Dogs showed in that Portland game. They fell behind 9-0 in the first quarter before rallying to lead 14-9 at the break. A bad punt snap led to a safety accounting for the initial score before Portland took advantage of a short field with seven more. But the Dogs were undeterred and put together a six-play, 76-yard drive to pull back within two of the Panthers, which was capped off by senior Nate Adams to junior Nolan Adams, 35-yard touchdown. Senior Manny Hernandez made the extra point, and Clay County was back in it, only down 9-7. The score energized the Dog defense, which ended Portland's next three drives with an interception by senior Lance Burchett and 2 3-and-outs. Then, with just over 4 minutes remaining in the half, the Clay County offense marched 78 yards to pay dirt. Nate Adams had completions to his brother Nolan, junior tight end Reese Adams, and Burchett, to set up a 10-yard touchdown catch by junior Coates. Hernandez booted the point after, and the Dogs headed into intermission up 14-9. Portland opened the second half with a sustained drive, resulting in the Panthers reclaiming a 17-14 advantage, but it didn't last long. On the first play of Clay County's resulting possession, the Adams brothers did it again. Nate hit Nolan for a 58-yard touchdown down the sidelines, and another Hernandez-made kick surges the Dogs back ahead 21-17. Portland responded to the Adams touchdown connection with one of their own to account for what turned out to be the final margin, but securing the victory didn't come easy for the Panthers. Clay County had two more drives, both of which resulted in Portland fourth down stops. The first stalled at the Panther 30-yard line with under 7 minutes to play, but the Dog defense quickly got the ball back for their offense with a 3-and-out. Thanks to the big stop, Clay County began what could have been their game-winning drive with 4:12 remaining at their own 35-yard line. Nate Adams found junior Waylon Cherry to flip the field on a third and long, before the Dogs' advance ended in a turnover on downs at the Portland 27-yard line, and the Panthers ran out the final seconds to notch the win. Thomas, we talked about it on the way home. Hard-fought victory, nothing to be ashamed of, or hard-fought loss, nothing to be ashamed of.
Yeah, I totally agree with you. And, you know, Clay County produced a total of 287 yards on 39 plays in the loss, including 18 rushing yards on 9 carries and 269 passing yards. Nate Adams was responsible for all of those through the air on 16 of 32 passing, had 3 touchdowns and an interception. Nolan Adams was the leading receiver, 8 catches for 147 and 2 touchdowns, while Reese Adams caught 3 balls for 48, Birch 2 for 30, Cherry 1 for 33, Eads 1 for 10, which was a touchdown, and senior Aiden Soto had 1 catch for 1 yard. Soto was the leading rusher, 3 carries, 10 yards. Senior Warren Smith, 2 carries, 8 yards, and Nate Adams combined for all the rushing yardage total. Leading tackler Reese Adams led the Dog defense with 12 tackles, 2 for loss. Smith recorded 9. Nolan Adams had 7. Soto made 6. Senior Hayden Adams recorded 5. Eads and sophomore Roland Holloway each had 4. Cherry and junior Colton Brown both had 2. Burchett, who had an interception, senior Caden Strong, and freshman Cade Copeland all had 1 tackle apiece. Folks, next week, get all the details, pictures, and more from tonight's game in your Dale Hollow Horizon. We'll be right back with more of the H&H Auto and Equipment Parts pregame show as we get ready for Clay County and Tompkinsville here on the Horizon Sports Network.
At Copeland's Rural Supply, they don't just sell products. They're part of your community. Need advice on your next project? Copeland's friendly team is here to help you find exactly what you need to make your work easier and more efficient. Copeland's is more than a store. They're a neighbor you can count on, and they invite you to come build something great together. To get started, stop in at 408 Brown Street or check them out online at CopelandSRS.com. Copeland's Rural Supply, your local project partner every step of the way.
With Twin Lakes Futureproof Fiber Network, experience the gig difference. With up to 1,000 megabits per second, everything's different. Connect as many devices as you'd like and stream videos without buffering. Music and photos fly. Gaming gets real and nobody's left hanging. That's the gig difference with Twin Lakes. Call or visit us online at twinlakes.net to get your gig today. Some restrictions apply. Speeds not available in all areas.
Wondering what the Chamber can do for you? The Clay County Chamber of Commerce is the best business partner you can have. Offering the lowest dues in the region starting at $50 a year, the local chamber has the resources to get the word out about your business. From print advertising in local and regional publications to digital promotion on social media and beyond, the Clay County Chamber of Commerce is your source for letting people know what you have to offer. And 100% of all chamber dues goes to advertising for members. So become a member today and take advantage of the endless opportunities offered by the Clay County Chamber of Commerce. Tri-County Electric encourages you to visit their website at www.tcemc.org, where you can manage your account, pay your bill, view our real-time outage management map, access Kentucky Living and the Tennessee Magazine, follow us on Facebook, and much more. Be sure to update your phone information to allow the outage management system to operate effectively and help you in the event of an outage. Good luck, Bulldogs, from Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Welcome back to the H&H Auto and Equipment Parts pregame show. It's time for About a Bulldog History, brought to you by Town Square Antiques and owners Johnny and Joanne McLaren. Before we get into this segment, though, it's not working?
No, you're good.
Okay, you had me worried. Before we get into this segment, I want to take the time here real quick just to mention the passing away of a Clay County Sports Hall of Fame committee member. It's our habit to do so. Kevin Westmoreland, a cherished resident of Salina, passed away at his residence on September 23, 2024, at the age of 59. Born on January 28, 1965, Kevin was a member of the Church of Christ and an avid golfer, spending countless hours at Hidden Hills Country Club right down the road here in Tompkinsville, Kentucky. He is survived by his father, Bobby Westmoreland, his sons, John Westmoreland and John Rader, daughter Macy, brothers Kenny and Robert, sister Gina, granddaughters Adeline and Abigail Rader, and his beloved pet, Bubba Kitty. Kevin was preceded in death by his mother, Mert Westmoreland, and Thomas. Kevin was a guy who was a tremendous sports fan, spent a lot of years as an official in different sports, a former player at Salina High School, enjoyed keeping up with the Dogs and his brother-in-law, Rob Edwards, in the basketball season, following them. Used to listen on the network here. Certainly he'll be missed.
No doubt. Kevin Westmore is a true Bulldog. I mean, there's no doubt about that. And, you know, long lineage from that family that supported Clay County Athletics and, you know, honestly gave a lot of their lives to it. And Kevin
Absolutely.
Was one of those folks. And, you know, he's just gone too soon. We're going to miss you, Moose.
Certainly so. Well, Kevin wouldn't enjoy us wasting time, though. He was always on the go, so we're going to get on the go right now as we look at the playoff history of tonight's opponents. The Clay County Bulldogs have made the TWSWA playoffs for 7 consecutive seasons and have 26 appearances overall, dating back to their first in 1983. Clay County's playoff record is 16-26, with their furthest advancement being the state title game 2 seasons ago in 2022, where they finished as the state runner-up. Monroe County, since the year 2000, has advanced to the postseason in 23 of 24 years. Their best seasons came in 2008, 2009, and 2012 when they made the KHSAA AA semifinals before being eliminated. These teams first squared off all the way back in 1937. Salina and Tompkinsville, as they were known at the time, met 25 times from then through 1972 before taking an extended hiatus from the series before it was renewed in 2019. Monroe County then canceled the game in 2020 due to their COVID-shortened season. The former battles have resulted in Clay County having 11 wins and 16 losses to go along with one tie against their opposition from the Bluegrass State. The Clay County has won the last 2 series meetings to give them that current series win streak. The Dogs' largest margin of victory came in 1955 when they defeated T-Bill 52-0, and the Dogs' worst defeat in the series was by a margin of 33 points. It's happened twice in 1949. And then in 1972, Harold Watson, of course, the coach at that time, that may have been why we didn't play for a long time. After losing to him by 33 points, Thomas, he may have said that's enough.
Yeah, I wouldn't blame him after that.
A couple of series stat leaders, I'll let Thomas share them all.
The longest rushing touchdown came in 2019. It was a 75-yarder by Carson Sharp, passing yardage leader. No surprise here, Nate Adams, 304 yards last year against the Falcons, and also the passing touchdown later, same game, he had 3, Daniel, which has become pretty common for Mr. Adams. Receiving yardage leader, Nolan Adams last season, 147 yards off the arm of his brother, and then also the receiving touchdown leader was Mr. Nolan Adams. He had 2 of those 3 from his brother, Nate.
Folks, that does conclude our opponent portion of About a Bulldog History. After a word from our sponsors, we will return with our lustral indicative history.
Tired of running around, trying to find everything you need for a project, or traveling out of town to a big box store? If so, go to the Getting Place, Salina Lumber Company, where if you need it, they've got it right here at home. For all things home improvement, Salina Lumber has been the place for over a half century. They offer all the conveniences of a big box store, but with a small town feel. Stop by today, call them at 931-243-3315, or follow them on Facebook. Salina Lumber Company, the Getting Place.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Twin Rivers healthcare facility, has an array of services provided for our residents. From rehabilitation to skilled nursing to long-term and dementia care, our caring staff is equipped to handle the needs of you and your loved ones. Through our model of care, it is our goal that you and your loved one will receive quality, compassionate care by well-trained professionals who serve you from their hearts. Nestled in the hills of Tennessee, we serve Southern Kentucky, as well as Macon, Jackson, and Overton counties in the Upper Cumberland. For more information about services offered, please call us at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at SalinaHealthAndRehab.com.
With the Citizens Bank mobile app at Bank of Salina, you can protect your debit card from fraud by setting alerts and controls. And if you misplace your card, you can use the app to turn it off, and then turn it back on when you find it. With alerts for spending limits and easy-to-find account balances, you can set a budget and stick to it. You can even set the app to deny a transaction before it takes place. Open up an account today to take control and protect your money with the Citizens Bank mobile app at Bank of Salina. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
The loss of a loved one can leave you with unanswered questions, along with feelings of stress, anxiety, and grief. At Clay County Funeral Home, they stand ready to guide you through troubled times with compassionate and personalized care. Locally owned and family operated in the heart of Salina, they offer distinctive and affordable services designed to honor the ones you hold so dear in a way unique to the departed and meaningful to you. Clay County Funeral Home, dedicated to helping families honor and remember their loved ones with compassion, dignity, and respect. Welcome back to About a Bulldog History. Last week we discussed the 1954 Salina High School Bulldogs. Tonight we look back 65 years to 1959. Alaska and Hawaii were admitted as the 49th and 50th states. Buddy Holly, Richie Valens, and the Big Bopper perished in a plane crash on the day the music died. Lee Petty won the first Daytona 500, and John Teeples was in his fifth year as head coach of the Salina Bulldogs. A solid year back in 1959. They wrap up the year with a 6-4 record that we'll talk through in a minute. Pretty strong offensively, 19.8 points on average per contest. Stingy defense, allowing only one score essentially, 7.6 points per game allowed. Just a good-looking team football. Start to see a more modern look out of some of the helmets and jerseys than we did in the prior years, especially 1949 that we talked about 2 weeks ago and things like that. And Thomas, just a good picture, because you can see a pretty new at that time Salina High School gymnasium and cannery building in the background behind them, some healthy trees growing, and they're sitting in a place where we played our football back in our high school years. So a good-looking picture there.
Yeah, no doubt about it. I always like to look at them, and it is neat that you can see the Bulldog Country Gym in the back of that one for sure. And a good roster on this team, too. Just one freshman, though. Joe Dan Fox was the freshman. Sophomores had four of those: Dwight Swan, Richard Upton, Carl Smith, and Fred Spivey. And then 11 juniors. Well, actually 22 upperclassmen here. We're going to see 11 juniors and 11 seniors: Franklin Poindexter, Haskell White, Roland Smith, Carl Reese Napier, Bill Markham, Ronald Brown, Earl Abney, Mel Brown, Noel Cherry, Kenneth Cherry, and James Holman. And then those 11 seniors: Dallas Cummins, Doug Young, Dickie Roberts, Faye Watson, Jerry Stevens, John Donaldson, Raymond Davis, Mayfield Brown, Linnell Thompson, Frank Boone, and Jerry Fox. And like you said, head coach John Teeples, assistant coach Lincoln Wilkerson, trainer Sam Lynn, and managers Thomas Arms, Dwight Cherry, Jackie Rich, and James Smith. And multiple Hall of Famers on that roster, Daniel, and also a lot of names that a lot of people know.
Absolutely. I couldn't help but notice on our comments there, as you was reading, Bill Markham, a junior on that squad, actually watching and listening to this broadcast. Of course, no doubt a good player himself. His son, William, on that semifinal team in 85. Of course, we know all about his grandsons, Jacob and Jared and Joseph. And got a great-grandson coming. Baylor will be up here one of these days before too long. Hopefully, we'll get to call him. But that's what we love about small-town football, just that aspect, four generations strong in Bulldogs.
A lot of names besides Markham right here you could chronicle the generations of.
Absolutely. Let's talk about this season, Thomas, a little bit. I want to start it by sharing just a little quick quib, call it a preseason write-up if you want to. Essentially, it's just a paragraph that came out of the Tennessean there at the start of the National Banner, August 21st of 1959. It says, Salina, last year's single-A division champion, must find replacements for a crack backfield, but 200-pound Jerry Stevens' presence in the line should help make the task a less pressing one. So you start to see the size increase in individuals. We've talked about it before. Those Tobacco Bowl teams, short of Fred Melton, Billy Westmore, and a couple of those guys, essentially a smaller team. They work so hard, and we're all the time doing stuff, and things were just different. People have got bigger, and clearly started to do so by 59 with Jerry Stevens in the middle of that line up there.
Yeah, and you're talking about a 200-pounder, though, being a big guy at that time. So you're exactly right. You know, now we'd think at least three if you're going to be big.
For sure. Started the year tough loss to Carthage, Smith County, 6-20, so started at 0-1, and then went on a tear, three straight wins, and all of them shutouts, Thomas, 41-0 over the York Dragons, 27-0 over Hawkeye over at Livingston Academy, and 33-0 over Monterey. What a strong series there that left them sitting at 3-1 around the midpoint of the season.
Yeah, and then they had to take on another rival in Jackson County, and it was another battle, the clash on the Cumberland for sure here is Salina unfortunately lost 18-14 in that contest, but they rebounded with a win over McMinnville City the next week, a 6-0 win, Daniel.
Yeah, and then I guess that was the seventh game of the season, ran into Monroe County, Kentucky. Of course, Tompkinsville High School at that time, the Bears, a close one, but a loss. Salina 6, Tompkinsville 12. So at that point in time, we're sitting at, what are we at, 4-3. On the year, get to 5-3 with a big win over Baxter, 38-0. Then ran into a real tough squad, and this is where times have changed too. Madison High School. I don't even think currently there is a school called Madison High School, but this now would be, gosh, I couldn't even say modern day what it would be. Down around a good pasture somewhere down there, but got an article from October 23rd, Nashville, Tennessean. Headline reads: Madison Rally Edges Salina. Madison's unbeaten Rams last night hung up their 10th straight victory, rallying for three touchdowns in the last half and whipping tough Salina 20-14 on the Ram field. Down 14-0 at halftime, the frantic Rams sent quarterback Rich Bonner into the end zone twice in the third quarter and pulled to 14-13 as the game wound into the last period. With 5:13 remaining in the game, Madison halfback Gary Fambrar crashed into the end zone from 1 yard out and put the Rams' 10th straight win on ice. It was sweet revenge for the Rams, whose last defeat was a 7-6 setback last year at Salina. It also sends Madison into next week's Class AA collision with DuPont, boasting a 7-0 record this season. Salina struck early and set the Rams back on their heels. Nolan Smith fired a 45-yard aerial bullseye to Jerry Fox for the first touchdown. Frank Boone scored moments later on a 26-yard gallop, and Fox converted successfully both times. Statistically, Madison had the best of it, rolling up 15 first downs and 194 yards rushing. Salina, suffering its fourth loss against five wins, had 9 first downs and 120 yards on the ground. So a tough, tough Madison team that, as it mentioned in the article, were out for revenge because Salina had beaten them in 1958, another great year for the Dogs. And then, Thomas, something I hope we get to chronicle this year. How was it? Tell the folks how they wrapped the season up there in that 10th and final game.
Yeah, this was the one they were probably looking forward to all season long, just like we are. And Salina took care of the Gordonsville Tigers in a 13-6 win back in 59, Daniel, and that's one of those Gordonsville scores. Always close, seems like they're low scoring, and, you know, anytime you can beat Gordonsville and Livingston and Monterey and some of these rivals in any season, you've had a really good year, and that's what they did that year.
Absolutely. A 6-4 year, those losses coming to Carthage, Jackson County, Tompkinsville, and Madison. Do have one more article I want to share. November 20th article from the Tennessean. The headline reads: Salina football team honored at banquet. 22 members of the Salina High School football team, all of whom are seniors, were presented letters, and two members were presented trophies at the annual football banquet at the high school building Tuesday night. Carmen Brown, the school principal, was master of ceremonies, and Raymond Brown of Tennessee Tech was the principal speaker. Coach John Teeples presented the letters and trophies. So just a great year back in 1959, 65 years ago. Want to mention the cheerleaders and the football queen from that year. Cheerleaders included Faye Sullivan, Gay Melton, Ruth McLaren, Nancy Eads, Carol Odell, Hazel Kilman, LaMaria Thompson, Anna Webb, Connie Smith, and Carolyn Melton. And the football queen for the season of 1959 in the fall, Miss Sue Heston. So the 1959 Dogs, a good year that we can finally look back on, Thomas.
Yeah, and we're coming off a good year, like you said, coming into that season. And again, played really well. And if any time you can finish up the season with a win over Gordonsville, it's been a good one.
One of those teams from the golden era of Salina High School football back in the John Teeples days. Folks, it's been our pleasure to discuss the 1959 Salina High School Bulldogs, who are celebrating their 65th anniversary. This has been About a Bulldog History, brought to you by Town Square Antiques, where owners Johnny and Joanne McLaren strive to preserve local history and offer a wide variety of antiques and collectibles. You're listening to the H&H Auto and Equipment Parts Pregame Show here on the Horizon Sports Network. a weekly prelude to Bulldog football, brought to you by H&H owners Chris and Derek Hicks.
Fueled by their passion for parts, service, and the community, H&H is a name you can trust when it comes to finding the right automotive, marine, heavy-duty, agricultural, or equipment part to fit your needs.
Plus, they specialize in rubber tracks, undercarriage parts, cutting edges, bucket teeth, and much more. So besides getting you back on the road and back on the water, they can also get you back to work in no time.
And they provide it all with community-driven customer service from a friendly and knowledgeable staff. So give H&H Auto and Equipment Parts a call at 931-243-7278 for all your parts needs.
Though H&H is the pregame title sponsor, others also help make each segment possible, including Farm Bureau and Salina Agency Manager Daniel Burton. Clay County turns to us for auto, life, and home insurance.
Town Square Antiques, where owners Johnny and Joanne McLaren strive to preserve local history and offer a wide variety of antiques and collectibles.
Head Equipment, offering parts and sales for machines and components to shape the earth for over 40 years.
Eco Panels of Tennessee, build your dream home the better way with structural insulated panels engineered right here at home in Hermitage Springs.
West Morgan Management, proud supporters of CCHS Athletics, offering local affordable housing here for over 30 years.
Cumberland Exteriors, folks you can trust to protect your home from the elements with windows, doors, siding, roof metal, and more.
Ashlock and Strong Insurance, because everybody needs a strong insurance agent, and Mark's got Clay County fans covered.
Poplar Grove Body Shop in Gainesboro. The next time you bend it, call Little Robert, and he'll mend it.
Making Bacon Trust, celebrating over 100 years of hometown banking.
State Farm and local agent Andrew Locke. Like a good neighbor, Andrew is there, offering auto, life, home, health, and more.
Subway, inviting Bulldog fans to come enjoy their favorite sandwiches on the bypass in Salina, because fresh is what they do.
Gone Country Cafe, serving country cooking at its finest on Salina's historic Courthouse Square.
And TBS Disposal, serving all of your waste management needs and proud supporters of Clay County's athletes and cheerleaders.
Up next on the H&H Auto and Equipment Parts pregame show, an interview with head coach Bruce Lamb. And still to come, the keys to the game, a game time weather report, a final word before kickoff, and the announcement of the starting lineups. So stay with us here as we get ready for kickoff of Bulldog football on the Horizon Sports Network.
Now, Bulldog fans, let's go inside the locker room with head coach Bruce Lamb, brought to you by Head Equipment, offering parts and sales for machines and components to shape the earth for over 40 years.
This is Thomas Weaver here inside the Russell Richardson Doghouse, just hours away from Clay County, traveling to Tompkinsville, where the 3-2 Dogs will look to get back to their winning ways against the 1-4 Monroe County, Kentucky High School. I'm here with Bulldog head coach Bruce Lamb and senior linebacker and running back Worm Smith for this week's edition of Inside the Locker Room. Coach, thanks for having us over today.
Always my pleasure.
Worm, good to have you too.
Good to be here.
Coach, not the result any of us wanted last week in Portland. You always say you either win or you learn. What did your team learn last Friday night?
The one thing I think we learned was that we can play with anybody. You know, we got a 5A school that has 100-something kids, and they had athletes everywhere and a lot bigger than us, and our kids got in there and fought. And, you know, we laid it on the line, and you know, we were just a couple plays short. And, you know, if we – couple things go our way, and then I think we have a different outcome.
And you were down early in that one and got back in it. Where does that resiliency of this team come from, Coach? We've seen it all year long.
I think it's from, you know, what we discussed the first year. They believe it. They believe they can do it. They believe in each other, and it shows. Every Friday night we come out, and doesn't matter what the score is, they believe they can win that football game.
And the defense held tough, led by your linebackers, including this guy sitting beside you, Coach. What's Worm Smith mean to this team?
You know, I don't know if I can just say a couple words about him. I mean, he is he means so much to this team as a leader. And it's not always a leader that's vocal. It's a leader that he does it by example. And, you know, he's done this ever since I got here. He's one of those guys that you see the potential, and he's not a practice player. I'm going to tell you right now, he's not going to go out there and be the greatest practice player in the world. But I know this: when it comes game time, you want him on your team. And it's Worm is a special player.
Worm, he's talking about you being a gamer, big performance, 9 tackles, I think. Did you take playing that larger school as a challenge and up your game last Friday night?
Yeah, it was. We was just trying to go out there and prove a point that we're better than they was, which didn't come out like that. But I think we can play with anybody.
And you had some tough runs, too. You know, I know you play linebacker and running back. Which side do you like better?
Defense, by far.
Why is that?
I like delivering the blow, not taking it.
Pretty simple, Coach. to me, you know, Worm's one of those old school guys. You know, he's willing to stick his nose in there when needed. Would you agree with that, Coach?
Absolutely. You know, he's not the biggest. He's not the fastest. He's not the strongest. But he is one of the most intelligent kids out on the field, and he's not afraid of anything that comes at him. And he does a wonderful job at middle linebacker and has for the last couple of years. And, you know, and we put him in at running back. When we put him in there, we know what we're getting. You know, he's going to hit the hole. He's going to get what he can. And, you know, Worm's a kid that you love having around. You love having here, no matter if it's just sitting here talking to him like we are or, you know, out there on the field. He's just a pleasure to be around all the time.
Worm, you know, Coach talked about it. Everybody sees what you do on the field, but to me, you're a student of the game. We've talked amongst ourselves before. Where'd you learn about football?
Probably from Nate and all them boys. We've played ever since we was little together. It's just, I don't know, they know a lot about it, and I just listened.
That's one way to learn. And, you know, you played and contributed as a sophomore in that state title game. Coach mentioned it. You've been here since he has. How did that help you, and how bad do you want to get back there?
It helped a lot. Like, that was a big game, and, like, just to go out there and play. And I got a good pick in that game.
You did?
It was fun, and it's just, I know we can go back. I'm ready.
Coach, you said it. He's contributed since you've been here with plays like that, even as a sophomore. And has he just gotten better each year?
Absolutely. He's gotten a lot better each year. And this year he's playing the best he's ever played. And, you know, that experience from playing back as a sophomore and is huge. And you see it every Friday night when he comes out on the field. And you talk about his knowledge of the game. It's incredible. I mean, he's like a quarterback on the defensive side of the ball. He sees things that, you know, he comes to the sideline, he'll tell us he sees. And that's nice having that kind of player out there.
You talked about him before this interview, number 4 for Portland. That was a big key for you guys. How'd you feel you did against him? You held him to maybe 50, 60 yards.
Well, we made him run inside, something he didn't like doing. We contained the outside. And he wasn't. He didn't like running inside. He didn't like getting hit.
And, of course, you did a lot of that, almost double-digit tackles. And, Coach, you're going to need a little more of that tonight as you head to Tompkinsville up there. What's the lowdown on this Falcon team?
Very athletic, good size. Had some injuries lately, so I don't know who all is going to get to play tonight. Coach Pettit does a really good job. You know, they were a really good football team last year, and we had problems with them last year. So we know that we were going up there. I think it's their homecoming, and, you know, it's always gives them a little more incentive, and hopefully it'll give us a little more incentive to play a little harder. And you know, we'll just go up there and do what we do and see if we can come out with a win.
Worm, kind of like Portland, another one that really doesn't mean anything. So how do you guys get up for a game like this, or does it even matter who you're playing?
Yeah, it matters because it just boosts your motivation. I mean, like, a win's a lot better than a loss. We hate losing.
We're going to try to go get one tonight for sure. Coach, give us one key against this Falcon team.
We need to stay focused. You know, I thought our effort last week was phenomenal. You know, I can't ask our kids to play any harder than what they did last week. We just need to put together and focus on our execution more than anything. If we can put the focus we had against Monterey and the effort we had this past week against Portland, if we can put that together, I think it's going to be we're going to be hard to stop. And I think if we can do that, I think we're going to be all right. We're going to be a good football team and, you know, hopefully play 15 games, but it's one game at a time, and it's Tompkinsville tonight. So we'll do what we can do.
And Worm, got some factors coming in. Got the rain coming in tonight, moved it up a day. Does that affect you guys at all?
I don't. We've changed stuff around to where it ain't going to matter if it rains or not. We're going to do what we do.
Coach sounds like he's ready.
He's ready. He's always ready. I don't have to worry about Worm on Friday nights, I'll tell you right now, or Thursday nights either.
Thursday nights. Worm, appreciate you sitting down with us.
Thanks for being here.
Coach, as always.
Thank you, Thomas.
Good luck tonight.
Thank you.
This has been Inside the Locker Room with Head Coach Bruce Lamb, brought to you by Head Equipment, offering parts and sales for machines and components to shake the earth for over 40 years. Welcome back to the H&H Auto and Equipment Parts pregame show. Hope you enjoyed that interview. Thomas does a great job with them each and every week. We're going to go ahead and get into how they fared from Farm Bureau and Agency Manager Daniel Burden.
Week one opponent, York Institute Dragons. They're 2-2 now, Daniel, after winning their last two. And last week they beat Teleco Plains 34-0. Tomorrow night they play Livingston Academy, who beat Piggott County 40-0 last week. So you have to think the Dragons might make it 3 in a row.
Yeah, you got to think so. Bitter rivalry there between those two. Highway 52 battle between them, matter of fact. But I just don't think Hawkeye's got enough for the Dragons this year to make it competitive.
Our week two opponent was Westmoreland, who we lost to, of course. And they're now 4-1, playing really good football. Last week they beat Monterey, who's 2-3, 28-7. Tomorrow, they're supposed to host Liberty Creek, who's 2-3 and lost to East Nashville last week by a score of 26-20. So you have to think Westmoreland's going to keep rolling, too.
Yeah, we talked about them on the short drive up from Salina. 2A in the East is kind of an open thing, and this could be their year to make some noise. We've seen East Robertson go to the title game, seen York go to the semis. It could be Westmoreland is the ones making a deep run this year.
Yeah, I agree with you. The Eagles looking pretty good, as are the Blue Devils. Last week, anyway, they're now 3-2 as they beat Red Bull and Springs, who's 2-3, 35-0. Coach Loftus putting up the points for the and the Blue Devils kind of rolling over the other Bulldog team. I expect them to continue that tonight as they host. Tomorrow night. I don't think they moved that game yet. Host Trousdale County, who lost to Smith County 42-7, Daniel. So, again, after that pretty good start for the Blue Devils, they're going to get on the winning side again.
Yeah, that's a region game, Thomas, that I think they can win against Hartsville. Obviously, I don't know that series history, but I dare say, similar to us, we only have 3 wins over Hartsville in our history. We were region foes. Well, I bet Jackson County had never beat them either. They could do it this year.
Week four opponent was Monterey, who we took care of. They're now 2-3 on the season. Last week they lost at Westmoreland, like I said, 28-7. Tomorrow, so far, I think that game's still on for Friday. They're at Gordonsville, who's 4-1, and lost to DeKalb County 35-21 last week. So, you know, that could be a pretty good test for the Gordonsville Tigers.
It could be. I don't know. I think Gordonsville keeps rolling.
Portland, our week five opponent, played them last week. They're now 3-2 after beating Clay County 24-21. Tonight, they're at Springfield, who's 2-3 and lost to Centennial last week. Listen to this score, 3-7.
Well, not something we hear a lot. I'm sure it happens a lot, but that Portland team, I talked to our coaching staff this week about them. They had some guys, you know, they had some dudes, as we like to say. I said, what would they be if you put them in single-A football? They think they could compete for state championship if they were in single-A football with that Portland team. I said, especially if our coaching staff had their players.
Sure.
I think that was really what was holding them back more than anything is some of that. But they're a good football team.
Yeah, I agree. Week seven, Clay County, that's next week, will be at Joe Burns. during fall break. Clay County's out for school next week. Also, last week, Joe Burns is 1-4 now. They lost to 5-0 East Robb, 43-27 on homecoming in Cedar Hill. Tomorrow, they're at Cheatham County, who's 0-5 and lost to Fairview, 43-0 last week. So Joe Burns maybe not shaping out to what everybody thought they were in the preseason.
I saw some film on them yesterday. Coach Lamb was watching a little at lunchtime, and they've got some athletes. All in all, not the strongest team on our schedule, but a team capable of beating us.
Week 8, Clay County's got a bye, and then week 9, they host Red Bull and Springs for another region contest. Who's now 2-3. Last week, they lost to 3-2 Jackson County, like we said, 35-0. Saturday, they're going to play this week at Perry County, who's 1-4, who beat Stewart County 44-15. So they're going to play a weekend game.
Interesting. They're going to compete with the College Gates.
Week 10, we talked about in Trousdale County, where we'll be welcoming them into John Teeples Field, who are now 0-4. They lost to Smith County 42-7. Lost at 1-4 Smith 42-7. That's what it was. Tomorrow they're at Jackson County. We talked about that. They beat Red Bull and Springs. That brings us to that Week 11 game, and we're going to pause real quick for the national anthem and come back and finish up how they fared.
For the better part of a century, one local business has been there for the people of Clay County when they need it most. Upton Hay Funeral Home of Salina has been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949. Many things have changed over the years, but one thing that has not changed is their continuing commitment of service to the families in Clay and surrounding counties. Upton Hay Funeral Home and its owners, Jimmy Hay and Rob and Monica Weir, are proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and Cheerleader.
The loss of a loved one can leave you with unanswered questions, along with feelings of stress, anxiety, and grief. At Clay County Funeral Home, they stand ready to guide you through troubled times with compassionate and personalized care. Locally owned and family operated in the heart of Salina, they offer distinctive and affordable services designed to honor the ones you hold so dear in a way unique to the departed and meaningful to you. Clay County Funeral Home, dedicated to helping families honor and remember their loved ones with compassion, dignity, and respect. Got a local event you're planning and wondering how to promote it? If so, let the Clay County Chamber of Commerce know. The local chamber is your source for promoting local happenings, and they do it in a wide array of ways, all free to the public. They can spread the word in print, online, and on social media, all to help your event be a big success. So give them a call at 931-243-3338. Take advantage of their free service to the community and let the Clay County Chamber of Commerce help you get the word out about your next local event.
Welcome back to the H&H Auto and Equipment Parts pregame show. We're doing how they fared, and we got to week 11. Clay County's opponent in the final week of the regular season is Gordonsville. We talked about them. They're 4-1. Last week, they lost a 5-0 to Cab County, 35-21. Tomorrow, they host Monterey, who lost to Westmoreland 28-7 last week. Daniel, you said you thought the Tigers would take care of the Wildcats there, and we'll stick with it. Clay County's opponent's combined record at this point is 22-26 overall. Daniel, you going to run the pick'ems for us?
Well, I'll try to. Going into last week, current standings saw John at 13-3, yourself at 10-6, me and Rob both at 9-7. As we went through the picks last week, Coach Edwards went 3-1 in his picks, I believe, and I don't know that anybody else updated theirs, so not sure about that. But here's what we got going for this week anyway. Couple here going to start off with that Highway 52 rivalry game we talked about. 3-2 Livingston at 2-2 York, and I've got to go Dragons on that one, Thomas, and could be a wash unless you want to go with Hawkeye.
You know I'm not going to do that. Dragons.
No. Also have Macon County. They're 4-1. They're on the road at White County, who's 3-2. That's two pretty good football teams right there. Of course, Macon County's only lost Barnburner single point deficit loss over on the road, I believe, at Upperman. And that's a tough one looking at our other pickers. Coach Edwards likes Macon. John also liking Macon in that one.
Yeah, I'm with him. Tigers take down the Warriors.
Well, I'll go out on a limb and take Warriors.
Well, they are playing at home, Daniel.
Battle of a pair of undefeated squads, an old foe from the past that some folks are all too familiar with, Franklin Road Academy. They're 5-0 right now, going on the road cross town to East Nashville, the 6-0 Eagles. I don't know a whole lot about either one of them. I'll take the home team in East Nashville.
Yeah, I'm with you, Daniel. I'm just because I still got some harsh feelings for Franklin Road.
Coach Edwards saying Franklin Road. John going with the Eagles and the final pick them. Got the Cheatham County Bears. They're sitting at a rough 0-5. Going on the road trying to get right against the Joe Burns Red Devils, who are 1-4 at home. I can hear the trucks revving up all the way from here. Coach Edwards likes Joe Burns. John also likes the Red Devils.
I'm with them. Give me another chance, Daniel.
Yeah, I honestly think Joe Burns will win, but just to try to make up a little lost ground in the contest, I'll go Cheatham County for their first win.
This has been How They Fared. A weekly update on Clay County's opponents brought to you by Farm Bureau and Salina Agency Manager Daniel Burton. Clay County turns to us for auto, life, health, and home insurance. How are we doing on time, Daniel?
We'll go ahead and swing right into the H&H Auto Equipment Parts pregame show. One of the final segments here, the Westmore Management Keys to the Game, where we ask you for your thoughts on how the Dogs can win tonight. Thomas, don't want to rush you in this big border battle between Clay County and Monroe County. First time in a long time we've been here in the nest of the Falcons in Tompkinsville. What about this Bulldog offense tonight? Setting a wicked pace, passing the ball, 1,200 yards already through the first five games. How do we keep it rolling?
Well, I think, you know, you can't totally do away with it, but I think maybe flip the script a little bit tonight. Daniel, you know, maybe due to the condition, if this forecast holds true, it's supposed to get really soggy here mid-game or so. And, you know, we've seen Aiden Soto get near the 100-yard mark a time or two this season, and we've seen Worm Smith bang out some yards tonight. I think we need to see a little more of it. I'm not saying abandon the air attack because that's who we are. I'm saying maybe use it tonight to gain some confidence on the ground. Prove to yourself you can run it when need be, and kind of use this one as a prep for later, Daniel.
Well, that sounds good to me. Certainly something we have some room for improvement on. Thomas, what about Dickerson and the Dirty Dog defense? I've been impressed each and every night with them.
Yeah, and I just think they need to be ready for anything tonight. You know, making Monroe County, they got a couple different identities depending on what players they have available, and you know, one better suited for the run game, maybe the other quarterback is a better thrower. So depending on who plays, the Dogs could see one or the other. But I don't think it matters, Daniel. This defense has met every challenge head on, and I think you're going to see more of the same from Coach D's unit tonight.
What about an overall key for Coach Lamb and this squad? This is not a contest that has a bitter rivalry or anything like that to it. What's an overall motivation and key here?
Well, I think it's just like Worm Smith said in the interview, Daniel, just do what we do. And, you know, if Clay County goes out and does what they do, they're going to be fine. You know, besides that, like you said, the big thing to me is finding the motivation to go do it. Because like they've been, you know, they've been playing these non-conference games. They don't mean anything. And sometimes, you know, a team can get complacent with that, but I haven't seen that out of these Bulldogs. They want to win no matter the opponent, no matter the circumstances, no matter the night. They play on Thursday. They'll play anytime you want them to play. And I think you're going to see Clay County take care of business here north of the border tonight.
No doubt. Sounds good to me. That's been the keys to the game from analyst Thomas Weaver, brought to you by Westmore Management and owner Bobby Westmoreland, offering local affordable housing here for over 30 years. Now we'll turn our eyes to Monroe County skies and bring you the Cumberland Exteriors weather report. Temperature currently 68 degrees and basically expected to stay there around the 67-degree mark throughout the contest. 97% humidity. The sun set at 6:35 this evening. We have an excellent air quality index rating of 27. There's a 7-mile-per-hour wind. Only around 0.04 of an inch of precipitation expected to fall throughout the course of the contest. However, an 80% chance that we'll get it throughout the contest. So apparently it could be a light precipitation that we see during game time. Let's hope so. This has been the Weather Report, brought to you by Cumberland Exteriors, offering you windows, doors, siding, roof metal, and more. They are the folks that you can trust to protect your home from the elements. Go ahead and wrap up this H&H Auto Equipment Parts pregame show with a full coverage final word. My last thoughts before kickoff, brought to you by Ashok and Strong Insurance. Usually we kick to John for this, but hadn't thought about it, but I'll try to come up with some here. You know, last week, the whole goal of that whole contest was to compete and come out injury-free. Check both of those boxes. It was done by Coach Lamb and the Dogs. Well, tonight, I think it's about getting the victory. Not that it's not every week. To an extent, it is. Last week, it wasn't about that. Tonight, I think it is. We mentioned it on the way up here, Thomas. There's no excuse, in my opinion, for this Clay County squad to walk away from Falcon Stadium here tonight with a loss. Monroe County, no disrespect to them. I've watched them on film some. I put them somewhere around Monterey's level. I don't expect a 42-0 shutout the way we saw at John Peoples Field a few weeks ago with the Wildcats, but I think Clay County needs to go out, get on it quick, get on it right, get up, and get out. That's what we need to see in this one. That's been the Full Coverage Final Word, sponsored by Ashok Strong Insurance. Visit Mark in sign of the day, because everybody needs a strong insurance agent, and he's got Clay County covered. We'll go ahead and do the State Farm starting lineups, brought to you by local agent Andrew Locke. Defensive starters for Clay County, nose guard senior Hayden Adams. Defensive tackles, a sophomore Rowan Holloway, junior Colton Brown. Inside backers, Bryson Sharp and Worm Smith. Outside backers, Reese Adams and Aiden Soto. Defensive backs, senior Nate Adams and junior Waylon Cherry. They'll be joined from the safety positions by a pair of juniors, Coley and Nolan Adams. State Farm starting lineup has been brought to you by local agent Andrew Locke. Like your good neighbor, Andrew's there, offering you auto, life, home, health, and more. Time to play football here in Monroe County, Tennessee. Thomas Clay County, the visiting team, dressed in their white travel jerseys, black helmets, gold CC on the side, gold numerals on those white jerseys, trimmed in black. They have black bridges. Manny Hernandez is going to kick off left or right. Monroe County, the home team, they wear their royal blue Falcon uniforms, white helmets, blue bridges. This one is underway, the border war here between Clay County, Tennessee, and Monroe County, Kentucky. A Falcon with it, 20-yard line, taken down, open field tackle. Nolan Adams flying down there like he so often does.
Yeah, just like you say, in the open field, Nolan Adams is one of the best as far as bringing them to the ground, and he did that there. Or that Falcon could have had a chance then.
11:55 mark of this first quarter, 0-0 the score, of course. Monroe County with it for the first time tonight. They have a lot of injuries on this Falcon team this year. Not sure how many starters are out, but it is a depleted squad that hopefully for them they can get back healthy as they start district play next week. Quarterback keeper off left side, right into the heart of the line, gets about three and brought down. Over the top, I see Reese Adams. Somebody else lower, though, I believe. Thomas, what do you think?
Yeah, Colton Brown, I think, in there, Daniel Lowe, looked like to me.
I'm going to tweak this camera just a little, try to give the best view I can, folks, without losing too much of the screen. Here we go. Pick up around six, make it second and four now. Falcons snapping from the 35-yard line. Moving right and left. Another quarterback keeper off right side. This time hit the line of scrimmage, breaks the tackle into the open field. 45 up to the 50. Has a Bulldog running out of bounds. Going to be Nate Adams on the tackle. Ball carrier is number three on both of those carries. For the Falcons, the senior Travis Wood, who's lined up at quarterback, 6 foot, 180 pounds. And Thomas, he is not their regular quarterback. Those duties belong to number eight, Branson Williams, a junior, but an ankle injury has him sidelined.
Yeah, had him for a loss, Daniel. The two missed tackles on that one for Clay County.
First and 10, Falcons now down in Clay County territory at the 45. Hitting the backfield again is the ball carrier. Taken down this time, gang. Tackle, host the Dogs. Coming off that pile's Worm Smith, but on the far side, I believe you got to give credit to big Rowan Holloway, who reached out the big right Paul Thomas and got a hold of Travis Wood, bringing him down.
Yeah, I think you're right. And that was almost like, hey, we let him get a first down. We're not having that. And that time, he couldn't get loose.
Loss of one. Makes it second and 11 from the Clay County 47. Fourth play of this Falcon drive. Again, Wood on the keeper, and again, not much doing. Clay County sniffing that one out. Worm Smith again involved on the stop. Downtown Colton Brown also involved. Reese Adams involved. Thomas, who was the primary in your opinion?
Hard to say. I mean, they all kind of met at the ball carrier. Colton Brown playing really well in there on the interior.
brown bag. Had to sit out one game. We do have a light rain falling here from Darrell Carter Stadium. Does not appear to be affecting gameplay. I can see it in the lights, though. 3rd and 11, passing situation. Wood rolls left, releases. Going to be caught short of the sticks, though, and wrestled out of bounds. So veteran head coach John Pettit, 17th season overall, leading this program. That's a choice here. Play field position or go ahead and go for it. Certainly, I consider this to be four down territory, but could go either way here, Thomas.
Yeah, I think so. And looks like to me they're huddling up the offense, Daniel. And I don't blame them. Early in this one, you know, everybody knows about Clay County's offense. Anytime you get a possession, if you're a Falcon, you're wanting to try to put points on the board.
Sixth play of this opening Falcon drive. Game clock ticking at 9:40. 0-0 the score. Falcons running a wishbone formation. We're going to go up under center, wide out to either side. Big fullback right behind you. False start against the Falcons. Back them up. Going to be 4th and 12 now after that 5-yard infraction.
Yeah, I think that'll take going for it off the board, Daniel, as you see a change in personnel. And Monroe County is going to punt here as they responded at the 48.
Nolan Adams going to retreat into the punt return formation. He's not returned one this year for a touchdown. He's always just one move away from it, though. Falcon punter puts his foot to it, high spiraling kick, going to hit around the 21 and take a bulldog bounce, then be downed by the Falcons. So Clay County going to take over in the light rain here in Tompkinsville, Kentucky. 9:06 mark of this first quarter. 0-0 the score. Senior quarterback Nate Adams is going to come out and lead this offense on their first possession.
It's a steady rain for sure. If you look at the lights, the stadium lights just out of the view of the camera, Daniel, coming down pretty good. We'll see how Clay County handles that as far as ball security goes.
Ball 75 yards away from the Falcon end zone at the Clay 25. Nate going to be in the gun, plays it with two wide to the left. Now Reese Adams flips that way, Nolan in motion, penalty. You're going to come back. Illegal procedure, false start one against Clay County, I believe.
Yeah,
and Thomas, we've talked about it before. I think you were fixing to say it. Go ahead.
Yeah, basically two guys in motion didn't get set before Nolan started going, Daniel. And again, it's kind of been a chronic problem out of that set.
Yeah, and we've talked about it. Some nights it's okay. Some nights it's not, depending on the officiating crew, it seems like, on that particular set. 1st and 15 after the penalty, Adams on the year. Nate, that is, coming in 83 of 143 passing, 1,238 passing yards and 15 touchdowns. Only 3 interceptions thrown. Nice ratio there, 15 TDs to 3 interceptions. 1st and 15, ball at the 20. Soto at the right hip. Adams in the gun, has it. First throw of the game coming. Release is going to be caught. No, incomplete. Had Nolan there, but just a little outside of the framework. And couldn't haul it in. Clock has stopped at the 8:38 mark with the incomplete pass.
Yeah, maybe a little heat check right there to see how these receivers are going to handle it. You know, again, wet ball, wet field already, Daniel, because it's been raining for a while.
Yeah, and some of those passes that have so much steam behind them, it gets a little harder to squeeze in the moist conditions. Might have to take a little bit off of those. Here's another. Caught by Nolan at the 25, makes one man miss to the 30. Here he goes, 35, still on his feet, 40, and a first down. So how do you convert a 2nd and 15 into a first down? Just throw it to Nolan Adams, let him do the rest.
Not much of a riddle to that one, Daniel, that's for sure. I mean, I don't know, just the footwork, the agility, and the hands to make the catch in these conditions to start with. And I don't know, he's just a touchdown waiting to happen.
1st and 10 at the Clay County 43, 7 yards from midfield. Nolan splits left by himself. Cherry and Burkett to the right, along with Reese Adams, the tight end. Give to Soto. Aiden off left side has Bakken, 45, 46, still with his feet moving. Picks up around 3 to 4 yards, depending on the spot. Thomas, you called for the run game. Certainly these conditions welcome that. And a good push there by the Clay County offensive line in a gain of 4 for Soto.
Yeah, and that's what we need to see. And we've seen this offensive line starting to gel, Daniel. You know, look at the size of the defensive front they took on last week. at Portland.
Huge.
You know, this offensive line is coming into their own.
Second and six. Ball at the 47, 3 yards from midfield. Reese Adams flips to the right. Lance goes in motion to the left. Here's the snap. Nate Rowland left, wants Lance. Release is going to be a little low, incomplete. 7:21 mark, first quarter. 0-0 the score. Third and six now.
And you think about the receivers having trouble handling the ball. I think that was on the other end right there as Nate went back, maybe bobbled it a little bit on his approach, Daniel, and threw it in the dirt. So it's both ends. It's not just catching it. It's also gripping it to sling it.
And before it's over, could see issues with senior center Hayden Adams. He's the first one touching that football. So far, so good. But as the rain continues to fall, it could continue to be an issue. Third and six. Nate with it. Quick release. Going to be caught at the sticks for Nolan.
Gets the
first down. Based on what I'm seeing, yes, they give him the spot up to the 47. Talk about running your route to the stick. So often, you know, I'll be listening to a game on the radio or watching, and a receiver will end up 1 yard short of what was needed for the first down. I always question, why run the route on the third and six? You don't run a 5 yard out. You run a 6 yard out to the stick, as Nolan Adams did. And so often, though, right. Mm-hmm. So often you see folks come a little short because they fail to run to the stick on the route. First and 10 as the sticks move and get set. Ball in Falcon territory at what I believe will be the 46. Fifth play of the dog drive coming. Clay County driving left to right from our vantage point in what is a very nice press box here in Tompkinsville. 0-0 the score, first quarter. Nate to throw. Steps up in the pocket, dumps off Reese Adams. Could not squeeze it. Just a bit of a high pass there. And we talked about Reese not being used a whole lot offensively through the first four games of the season. Well, that changed last week down at Portland, Thomas. He had multiple catches, isolated him even out as a wideout, and let him work one-on-one against the smaller corner.
Yeah, such a physical mismatch. And we talked about it could go both ways, either the size against the defensive back or the speed against the linebacker. You just can't cover him.
Second and 10. Ball at the Falcon 46. Two to the right, one to the left. Ball on the ground. Falcon tap it. And already we see the weather being a factor.
Yeah,
stuck it in the gut of Soto and just ended up coming to the ground. I think Nate trying to pull it out of there, maybe an RPO that he wanted to throw when the ball goes on the ground.
Yeah, it's the routine play. That's what you have to make in this kind of game. Like you said, the snap, the mesh, the handoff, all of those, Daniel, and that's all that was. It was just a normal mesh, and the ball goes to the ground, and it's Falcon football.
7:05 mark, Falcons take over with premium field position in Clay County territory at the 49, 0-0 the score. Monroe with it for the second time in this contest. Nice run on first down off left side. They maybe move the sticks right there. Bulldog, oh, we've got a personal foul coming out after the fact. Bryson Sharp on the tackle for Clay County, helped by a teammate. Back judge saw something he didn't like after the play was blown dead.
Yeah, and you can see Clay County
personal foul against Monroe.
Yeah, a little reaction out of the dogs there. So I don't know if it's something said or a gesture or what, but Nate Adams applauding the call.
15-yard penalty being assessed against this Falcon offense, and they ran for about 10 right there, wiped that away. It looks like going to replay this thing. Must not have been a dead ball foul. If it is, they'll make it second down here. It did happen right at the line to gain, so the yardage would be correct. They're going to move the sticks back. They gave him the first down, and now we're going to reset for first and 10. It was a dead ball foul.
Yeah.
So one play, one first down for Monroe County, but technically a lost yardage in a way, kind of bizarre there. So Falcons coming at it again. Senior quarterback Wood in the gun. Hands off to a back. He's off right side into the heart of the dog defense and brought down at the 50. Ball carrier was number 4, Braden Baxter, a junior, 5'8", 170 pounds.
Yeah, Cole Eads coming up from his safety position to make that stop, really filling the gap on the edge there.
6:15 and ticking. Second and 7 after a gain of 3. Ball at the 49-yard line, 1 yard from midfield. Here's the snap. Wood on the option play. Keeps it. Going to be hit by Soto and drove down. Worm Smith coming in and cleaning it up. Soto playing the quarterback on the option pitch there.
Yeah, that's how you play it. Two guys getting flat. Daniel turned him back up and made the tackle.
Third play, actually fourth play of this Falcon drive coming. 5:40 mark and ticking, first quarter. Scoreless ball game. Wood in the gun. A couple blocking backs in front of him. Hand off to the back. He's met. Going to be a penalty flag coming out. Likely a hold going to be assessed here. Colton Brown on the stop. Really collapsed down the line of scrimmage. And did a nice job. But wiped that tackle off the stat sheet on the penalty.
Yeah, Brown out for injury, I guess, 3 games ago now, Daniel?
Yeah, after the Westmoreland game.
After the Westmoreland game. Missed a couple games then. And, you know, we saw him settle in his last time out, and he's really making an impact early in this one. I don't know if they block him yet.
No, I don't think so. Third 12, it appears to me, and the ball will be spotted at the Falcon 44. Referee doing, being very courteous there, keeping the ball under a towel as the team's in the huddle. Now he sets it down. 5:05 and ticking. Scoreless first quarter. Clay County having trouble getting lined up. Finally they do so. Wood with it. Bootleg.
Whoa.
Under pressure. Going to release it. Up for grabs. Incomplete. Good pressure by Reese Adams and brother Hayden Adams.
Yeah,
ain't
going to
be a punt here.
Yeah, the Adams brothers punished the Falcon quarterback after he released that one, Daniel. He may second guess the next time he rolls that way.
Of course, as we mentioned before, in case you're just tuning in, Travis Wood, the senior quarterback, not the traditional quarterback for the Falcons. Their starter junior quarterback, Branson Williams, is injured. They hope to have him back next week. Clay County 3-2 on the year. Monroe County 1-4 as a steady rain has settled in at a short punt. With a good Falcon roll, though, going to get across the 30, and Clay County will take over for the second time. Thomas, we saw a fumble on the first possession, and we chalked it up to a slippery football. It's just going to be worse this time and each time we get it.
Yeah, and I think that's why you saw that shank punt was the moisture on the football also. So it's going to affect every aspect of this game as it picks up, Daniel. It's definitely it hasn't stopped since it started, and it's getting heavier.
4:45 mark of this first quarter. 0-0 the score. Clay County taking over at their own 29-yard line. 71 yards. From the Falcon end zone. Two wide to the right, one to the left. Nate to throw. Steps back in the pocket. Steps up. Wants a big one. Releases on the sideline. Had plenty of gusto on that football. But incomplete. Looking for Nolan. Pretty good coverage there. Just not a lot of separation. And Nate safely putting it out in front of his brother.
Yeah, and that's the thing. You know, Monroe County's got some athletes that can run with you out there, Daniel. But again, it's going to be hard to complete a pass like that.
You'll see the shot taken on first down, the first play of possession. Grass time the ball is going to be probably. So that is likely when we'll try to go for a deep ball. Two wide to the right, tight end in the wide left. Soto at the right hip. Give to Soto. Wait and get a run, spin, keep on his feet. And we know what Soto's capable of. And I would be fine with a big dose of Aiden Soto and let this offensive line build some confidence, work together as a five-team unit, and try to get a push here. It picked up around 8 on second down right there.
Yeah, Aiden Soto lowering the boom on the safety right there to pick up the extra yardage, Daniel.
He can do it, Thomas. We've talked about it, a combination of agility and power. Ball at the 37-yard line. Third and 2 to go. Give to Soto. Gets the corner. Gets the first down. 45, 50, 45, 40. Soto to the 45 and run down. Good run, Aiden Soto. Nice open field tackle there. by the Falcons, number 24, William Massey. However, Soto with around one of his biggest runs of the year, Thomas. Of course, his best of the year got called back. He ran a touchdown on the second play from scrimmage this year against York. He just didn't take his helmet with him. He got knocked off, and he ran in without a helmet, and he got called back.
Yeah, and a great job on the right side of this offensive line, and I think maybe a tight end, Reese Adams, to kind of seal the corner for him and get him loose.
Ball at the Monroe County 36-yard line. First and 10, give to Soto, up to the 35, still plowing ahead, gets a couple more. Now driven back, forward progress is going to spot him somewhere around the 33. Clock will tick with these runs. 3:15 and ticking here in this first quarter scoreless contest. Clay County on its second possession. Monroe has had it twice and had to punt away twice. Ball at the Falcon 33. Nolan Adams, Lance Burgett, and Waylon Terry to the left. Reese Adams right. Nate to throw. Bubble screen. Lance Burgett with it. 30. Flags come out. Up to around the 26 and brought down, and this one likely going to go back. Either a hold or a block in the back.
Yeah, I didn't see it, Daniel. I was watching Lance run there. Great catch by him.
A steady drizzling rain setting in here. And all I can say is I hope we're getting it in Salina, because we surely need it. It's been very dry. Hold is the call, so Clay County really needing to see this drive through, but it gets 10 yards harder out there. After the hold, backs it up to second and 11. Ball going to be placed at the 32.
Yeah, actually just a loss of one on the snap, really.
Nate with it. Give to Soto. Aiden breaks a tackle at the 35. Squirts ahead. Brought down at the 32.
May have been worm.
What yard line did I call a second ago?
Started at the 32. Is that Soto or it, worm?
Is I don't know. Was the 36? Is actually 37. Not the 32. The 37 is where that ball was snapped from. Now it's sitting at the 32. Gain of 5 there. Sorry for the mix-up.
Who was it? Worm?
Yeah, let's call it Worm. Lance Burgett with it on the bubble screen. 1-on-1. Ooh, almost broke the tackle. Just couldn't do it. Credit Travis Wood there with the open field tackle. Lance Burgett, second effort, almost got away from him. Just could not do it. No gain. Going to be sitting at the 32 again. Fourth and mid-range, I believe. Down marker still at 3. Now they flip it to 4. A little too long for a field goal here with the ball sitting at the 32. That's around a 49-yarder. Hernandez, a strong leg, but that's a big ask for anybody, Thomas, especially in the rain.
Yeah, I agree with you. Soto back in there, I think.
Worm Smith. He's the left tip. Two to the left, one to the right, trying to convert. Fourth and 6. Coming, ooh, right into the chest of Reese Adams. Could not squeeze it for the completion. So a turnover on downs. And Clay County was having success running the football with senior tailback Aiden Soto. But a holding penalty on a bubble screen ended up kind of putting the stall on that drive. So Monroe County takes over for their third possession of this first quarter. 57.9 seconds remaining in the opening 12.
Yeah, and it's just a product of the conditions at this point. You know, we saw the fumble stop the first drive. That ball is normally caught by Reese Adams without the conditions here that they're dealing with, Daniel, for the first down.
0-0 the score. Falcons with it, taking over at their own 32. Looks like a student body right coming, two tight set, three blocking backs. Gonna be Wood with it, counterplay, comes back left,
wow.
Met by a couple different dogs.
Reese Adams took on two blockers, Daniel. Got rid of them and made the stop.
Well, a lot of times, it's the guy who does that. He may not get recorded for the tackle, but he's the guy that makes the play.
Yeah, well, he did both. He got rid of it. Wow.
Did it all.
Did it all
that time.
Yes, he did.
No gain. Ball at the 32. Last play of this first quarter coming. 24 seconds and ticking. Is Woods in the gun. Here's the snap. Hand off to his back. He's around right side. Can he get the corner? He does so. Going to be a nice game. Biggest of the night for Monroe County. And Nate Adams going to run the ball carry out of bounds. Just short of the 50-yard line. Junior Braden Baxter on the carry. Clock is going to stop at the 12.7-second mark due to Baxter going out of bounds. So one more play at least coming in the quarter. Curious about the spot here and where he actually went out. They say the Falcon 45. I had him closer to midfield. First and 10 for the Falcons. Third play of this Falcon drive coming. Hand off again to Baxter. He's across midfield. Has a first down right into the heart of this Bulldog defense. Clock has stopped to set the chains, and I'm assuming they'll wind it as soon as that takes place. They do, and that's going to be the last play of this opening quarter. At the end of one here in Tompkinsville, Kentucky, it's the Monroe County Falcons 0, the Clay County Bulldogs 0.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulders, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Welcome back to Rising Sports Network, coach of Clay County Bulldog football, presented by Clay Power Sports, where the Dogs and the Falcons of Monroe County are still tied at zero here headed into the second quarter. No score. Here's your dog drive summary. I'm sorry. Here's your dog stat summary brought to you by Eco Pennels of Tennessee. Clay County, 13 plays, 67 total yards so far. Aiden Soto's rushed four times for 42 yards. Nate Adams is 3 for 8 for a total of 20. So not a whole lot of offensive production here in the driving rain for Clay County. Leading the way with tackles, Reese Adams, Worm Smith, Nate Adams, and Colton Brown, all with 2 for the Dogs. This Bulldog Stat Summary has been brought to you by Eco Pennels of Tennessee and Humphrey Springs. Find out how to lower utility bills forever by building a stronger, safer, more economical, and more sustainable home at EcoPennelsOfTN.com. Eco Pennels of Tennessee, simply a better way to build.
Baxter with it off left side. Spins, still on his feet. Clay County yet to bring him down. So junior running back Braden Baxter starting to gain momentum for this Falcon offense. He and Travis Wood, the only two Falcons, I believe, to record yardage. Yeah, on these three possessions they've had so far.
We talked about the Clay County offensive line. You're seeing the Monroe County offensive line get a push here against the Dog front on the last couple of possessions, Daniel.
Pick up a 6 there, making it 2nd and a short 4. Ball at the Clay County 38-yard line. Wood off right side.
There you go.
Forward push, close to the sticks. Clay County knew what was coming. Went and met it, but it was the Falcons with the forward push, and the sticks move again. 6th play of the Falcon drive upcoming. 11:05 and ticking, second quarter, 0-0 the score. Monroe County with their lone win of the season coming over Todd County Central, 44-13 back in week 1. Baxter with it, holding penalty comes out.
Yeah, tackled.
And it was Hayden Adams just being wallered to the ground and held there by the Falcon. And you just can't do that, Thomas.
Yeah, and that's Hayden Adams' tenacity, you know, getting through, getting the penetration, and he just had to grab him and bring him to the ground.
Hayden, one of those guys that by the time the season's over, he's going to have accounted for around probably 20 holding calls. Where he's so quick, they've just had to reach out and grab him to keep him from getting into the backfield.
Yeah, almost, you know, that's better than a tackle for loss.
Yes,
how many 10-yard tackles for loss do you get?
So a big break for the Dog defense. First and 20 now for the Falcons. And there you see Adams playing his nose guard position down that four-point stance, ready to do it again. One wind to the left. Going to roll that way. Wingswood under pressure. Going to release. Upper grabs. Zane Adams, 30th pick of his career. Here we go. 35, 40, 45, 50. Here we go, baby. 40, 30. Going to do it. 10, 5, touchdown. Nate Adams will make you pay. And now the Dogs are up 6-9.
Wow, Daniel. First time they try it over the middle. You know, we talked about these receivers having trouble catching the ball. Nate Adams didn't on that one. High-pointed the football, turned on the jets to get the corner, and just cruised down the sideline for the score.
Around a 65-yard pick six. Had to go to film to be exact. Intercepted somewhere around the 35-yard line. Manny Hernandez on for the extra point. He's 17 of 18 on the year. This one looks good from my vantage point, and the officials say it is. 10-14 mark, second quarter. Clay County 7, Monroe County 9.
At Solana Lumber, they are your local handyman. Their dedicated staff thoroughly understand their products and services and are there to help you find exactly what you need. They can also help you get a project started, and they will stick with you until the end. So come find the support you need to make your next project a success today at Salina Lumber, or give them a call at 931-243-3315. Whether you're looking into renovating, replacing, or building new, depend on a family business that's been serving you since 1962. Salina Lumber, where there's so much more than a hardware store.
Across our communities, Macon Bank and Trust Company is here for you. We stand firm behind your investments, and we continue to be a strong supporter of our local schools. Macon Bank and Trust Company, a proud sponsor of our youth athletes, your hometown community bank since 1919. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Back here live, Bulldog football being presented by Clay Power Sports. Clay County up 7-9 after the 30th interception of Nate Adams' historic career on that side of the ball. Hernandez extra points good, so we have this 7-9 lead. And Monroe County taking over again. Fourth possession for the Falcons. Now, Thomas, prior to the holding penalty, Monroe County was marching to the end zone right there. So the holding penalty created the first and 20, which created the passing situation. And Nate Adams, we know what he does then.
Yeah, and again, go back and credit Hayden Adams for getting Monroe County behind the sticks, making them go to the air, and that's just, I don't know how many times we have to say it. It's not something you want to do against this Clay County defensive backfield.
Falcons taking over at their own 38-yard line, handing off to Baxter. He's off right side, explosive play across the 45 and brought down. Tackle made by Nolan Adams, helped out by big brother Nate. Baxter, a quality back. The combo of he and Travis Wood in the backfield, pretty good for the Falcons. You've got to think, if this Monroe County team was not down multiple starters off this squad, you kind of get the idea they'd be a pretty formidable opponent if they were at full strength. And they still are. The version we're seeing right now, it's only 7-0 mid-second quarter.
Yeah, that's very similar to what we saw last year, Daniel. You know, they've got the athletes, they got the backs, and occasionally they get a crease or two. And once they get one, they can do something with it.
Yeah. Rain continues to fall. Not very heavy. You do see umbrellas up all the way across this set of bleachers down below us here. Nice stadium here at Monroe County. Likely the nicest field the Dogs have played on this year. Just really good turf out there. And just one side of bleachers. All of them on the home side, as you can tell from the video feed. The Dogs over there by themselves. Talk to Coach Lamb about that. Any coach likes that. You kind of like being over there on your sideline without a crowd behind you. So I know he's enjoying that. Wood, quarterback keeper, good Dog defense there. Thomas just not allowing much, around 6 inches a gain maybe. Who was in on the stop?
I'm not real sure. I mean, it just happened fast in there. Middle linebacker looked like me or Reese Adams from the backside one.
Fourth play of the Falcon drive coming, 8:50 and ticking. Second quarter, Dogs up 7-9. fourth possession here for the Falcons as they break huddle. Ball at the 49-yard line, 1 yard from midfield. Wood in the gun. Baxter at his hip. A couple of blocking backs off to the left. Baxter goes behind them, gets that 1 yard. Rowan Holloway collapsing down from his tackle position and bringing Baxter down, putting every ounce of that big frame down on top of him. And it's the body blows like that. You know, if Baxter carries this time, let's say, carries this thing 30 times tonight, he's going to be sore tomorrow morning. He's getting yards here, but Clay County making him feel it each time.
Yeah, a big third down and medium here for the Falcons coming up, or should I say a big third down for this Clay County defense, Daniel.
Third and six, ball in Clay County territory at the 48, fifth play of the drive. Woods in the gun, Baxter at the left tip, Clay County steps off sides. It'll be third and short now after the five-yard penalty. Now, that's something I'm going to give credit where credit's due. Clay County's defensive front has done an outstanding job this year of maintaining discipline in those type situations.
Maybe the first one I can remember.
Yeah.
I don't remember it much.
We've had a lot of times when opposing offenses have tried to call us offsides. Portland last week, multiple times tried to do so, and we never flinched. Of course, the defense can move all they want to, just cannot go across the line of scrimmage there and get into the neutral zone, as we just did. Third and short here. Ball at the 42. Wood with it off left side. Gets enough for the first. Not much more, but the sticks will move. Just a host of dogs on the far side there. Coming in on the stop. Coming off the bottom of the pile, Hayden Adams. Don't know that he's the primary, but there's a pretty good chance he was in on it from the start.
Yeah, I think so. Of course, the tackle, Colton Brown on that far side. Daniel holding his ground also. So, great job by that front three. For Clay County, just didn't have far to go, did the Falcons.
First and 10 Falcons, ball at the 41. Wood to throw, quarterback draw, going to run here, up to the 40, 35.
Nice.
And be hit by Soto and brought down. I believe that was Aiden.
Yeah, it was, and a good job by Aiden Soto. Kind of, he got into coverage, Daniel, and then peeled back once he saw the quarterback coming up. And, you know, saved a big gain by the quarterback draw.
Pickup of around five, probably call it a little closer to six. Second and about four and a half to go. Four down territory now. Ball at the dog, 36. Clay County's leading this thing, 7-9. Halfway through this second quarter, 6:25 mark and ticking. Wood on the keeper again. Nothing doing. Bryson sharp in on this one, and now flags come in again, a dead ball foul. Hopefully, it's against Monroe County. Nate Adams back there pleading his case with the official, I believe, and he's clapping. So I've got to think it's against Monroe.
Yeah, and we've seen some chippiness so far in this one. And well, what about that Clay County front on that snap, Daniel? Had the ball carrier in their grasp on the edge. The quarterback pulled it, and they stopped him too. Just a great job right there.
Yes, it was. Very disciplined play. Surefire way to not advance the football, just tackle all of them, whether they got it or not.
Pretty much,
right?
They did. I guess we were wrong.
Personal foul does appear to have been against Clay County. That's another area I feel like Clay County has improved on from last season to this season, but close ball game here. Certainly, that's not going to help us in this situation. Ball now going to be right outside the edge of the red zone at the 21, first and 10.
Yeah, you've seen the Falcons. They've had the ball a long time, Daniel.
They have.
Milking this clock.
4 minutes into this possession. Woods to throw under pressure from Reese Adams. Got a release down. Field going to be wide open and caught for the touchdown. Completely unaccounted for was Junior. Tailback, Braden Baxter.
Yeah, he slipped out.
I don't understand how.
I don't either. I think he came up the block, got caught in the mess there, and then slipped out as we were maybe bringing the heat off the edge with Reese Adams.
Coach Diggerson, not at all pleased with that, I guarantee you. 7-6 the score, and Monroe going to go for two to try to take the lead here. perhaps not a place kicker available, or maybe they just always go for two. I don't know. Here we go. Three blocking back, shift to the right. Wood in the gun. Single wide out left. Wood with it. Runs right. North and south. Stop short. Nothing doing on the conversion. 7-6 the score. Clay County with a one-point lead here in the second quarter. 6:04 mark against Monroe County.
When it comes to groceries, you can always save with the best choice at Scott's Best Way. Serving the community since 1969, Scott's is the only place in Salina you'll find all the name brand selection of bigger chain stores while enjoying the small town feel of having your groceries loaded into your car. So Bulldog fans, come load up your cart with savings today. Give them a call at 243-3327 or look them up on Facebook for all of their weekly deals and specials. Scott's Best Way, your hometown grocery store, where it's not just about groceries, it's about serving the people we know.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Twin River Healthcare facility, is excited to announce a new state-of-the-art therapy gym now open at our facility. Our new facility will not only provide top-of-the-line therapy to our residents, but also offer outpatient therapy to members of the community, including occupational, physical, and speech therapy, as well as combined 58 years of experience. Our staff is ready to help your loved one regain their independence. For more information, call our therapy director at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at salinahealthrehab.com.
Back here live, Bulldog football being presented by Clay Power Sports. Gage Thompson, the kicker from Monroe, puts his foot to it. Going to be safely fielded by Waylon Terry. Nice job by Waylon coming up and just getting on the football. Halfway through this second quarter, one-point game. Clay County, fortunately, with the lead, 7-6 the score. So it took Monroe County four possessions to find the end zone. But their offense has done it. The Clay County offense has not found the end zone. The score points come on a Nate Adams pick six. So this dog offense looking for their first points.
Yeah, they are. First drive ended on a fumble. Second on a turnover on downs, both coming in the first quarter, Daniel. Clay County hadn't touched it here in the second. 6:09 left in it.
Pick six will do that for you. Of course, Monroe did have a good time-consuming drive. Ball at the 35-yard line on the dog's end. A 65-yard field in front of Nate Adams in the offense. Thrown to Nolan. Here we go. 35, 40, 45. Spins up to the 50. Run out of bounds by a couple Falcons. Shifty, quick moves by Adams. Breaks a couple tackles and has about a 17-yard gain as he gets across midfield into Falcon territory. Safest play in the book. Just a little quick screen. And Nolan gets into Falcon territory with it.
Yeah, just, you know, you get it in his hands, Daniel, and see what he can do with it. You know, he's 1-on-3 out there on the outside and still got a big gain out of it.
Nate rolls left, flips the hips, goes deep. Got to be holding. Oh, well, we've got it. We've got the call. Pass interference is, I don't blame the Falcon DB. He subtly had the hand there at the back of the jersey at the shoulder pads, just keeping Adams within grasp. It's kind of one of those deals. You can either get a pass interference call or give up a touchdown. So let the flag fly if you're that defensive back in that position.
Oh, yeah, I've done it before, Daniel, and I'll do it again. I would do it again for sure, especially if I'm trying to track down Nolan Adams.
Some of these, I'm sure there's some level of difference between some infractions in Tennessee and Kentucky. Of course, we're playing by KHSAA rules up here north of the border, and looks like a 15-yard penalty, same as it would be at home. Ball going to be set at the 32-yard line. Call it the – where was it at previously?
35.
Well, prior to then up to the 47. Snapping from the 33. Quick screen, tunnel screen to Nolan. Nolan going to lose the football. He regathers it, though, on the 35. That play snapped almost from the 33. So a 15-yard penalty, that's correct. The prior one was from the 48. Timeout taken by Clay County. 5:34 mark of this second quarter. Dogs up 7-6.
If you haven't yet done so, now's the time to sign up for levelized billing at Tri-County Electric. Levelized billing is free, and it averages those larger winter and summer bills with the rest of the year to produce a much lower monthly bill. Best of all, since the average is always current, there is no pay-up month. Levelized billing is for everyone. If you live on a fixed income, or if you are simply trying to better control your family's budget, call Tri-County Electric or come by the office. Ask us about levelized billing and how it can benefit you and your family. Tri-County Electric. Owned and operated by those we serve.
The wait is over. You have better things to do with your time other than wait, especially when it comes to accessing your personal funds. With Card at Once from Bank of Salina, our friendly staff now has the ability to distribute fully functioning, personalized debit cards on site. No more waiting days for a card and a pen to be mailed to you. Open up an account today and walk out of our branch ready to use your money with your new debit card. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing member, member FDIC.
Back here live, Bulldog football being presented by Clay Power Sports. It was 2nd and 11. But Soto blown up for a loss of yards. Good defensive effort by a lone Falcon there, who got penetration off the left side of the Clay County offensive line. Soto on the carry went from the 34-yard line back to the 42. Loss of 8 on that carry. 3rd and 19 now. Ball sitting at the Falcon 42. Nate in the gun. Rolls to the short side. Flips back right. Tight end screen. Caught by Reese. Reese breaks one tackle. Going to be caught from behind, though. Falcons really had that thing sniffed out. Positive yardage, but 4th and a bunch. .424 and ticking, second quarter. Dogs up 7-6. 34-20 the score of the contest last year down at John Temple's Field. Clay County winners of that one. All-time series against Monroe County. 11 wins to 16 losses and one tie. Ball now at the 41-yard line. Three wide to the left. 4th and around 17. Nate rolls left. Flips back right. Under pressure. Looks downfield. Still has time. Nowhere to go, though. Releases finally. Holding penalty comes out. Ball's caught by Lance Burchett. He's out of bounds, though. So I think you'll see a declined penalty by Monroe County here. Thomas, we talked about this last week, late in the game against Portland. When you get into those situations and there's nowhere to go and Nate keeps buying time with his feet, it's really tough on the offensive line not to hold. And I think that's what they call.
Yeah, and it's, you're right. They did decline the penalty. And Monroe County's going to take over here. So if you look at this Clay County offense, we see 2 turnovers on downs and a fumble on 3 drives for them so far.
7-6 the score. Monroe taking over for their 5th offensive possession. Falcons had the football to start the contest. Clay County will be receiving the kick to start the 3rd quarter. Monroe taking over with a 59-yard field at their own 41. 3:47 mark of the 2nd quarter. Dogs up 7-6.
Reese Adams starting to heat up. Daniel, he's coming downhill. Yeah, I think they've got him back inside. Maybe.
I know originally we started the contest with our original defensive lineup.
Maybe they
Coach
do.
Dickerson mentioned he would not hesitate to shift it up if we needed to. Bryson Sharp still having some ankle issues. He's playing tonight, but around 80%. Still not at full health.
Yeah,
Wood with an option play underneath. That ain't happening. Reese Adams right on top of that.
Golly.
First time tonight somebody's carried the ball besides Wood or Baxter. That was senior fullback Wade Carnahan, 6'2", 205. Little shovel pass underneath, and it didn't go anywhere.
Single-handedly, Reese Adams. I watched him on that play. Just, I don't know, just met the back in the hole perfectly, Daniel. And he is playing that Mike linebacker at this point.
Of course, we named him TDS top performer last week. I think he had 14 stops in that contest down at Portland. Monroe taking their time. I guess fixing to take a timeout here. Here's Coach John Pettit. do not have playcocks that I see here at Darrell Carter Stadium. 2:19 mark of the second. As Coach Pettit takes the timeout, 3rd and 8 for the Falcons when we come back. Dogs lead by 1.
Hello, Clay County. Do you ever come across a home project and realize you're short of the tools or supplies you need? Whether it's building materials, electrical components, plumbing parts, or supplies for your farm and garden, Copeland's Rural Supply has you covered. We don't stop at supplies. We stand strong with our local pride, the Bulldogs, on and off the field. So come down to Copeland's Rural Supply. Let's continue to build this community together, one project, one game, and one victory at a time. See you soon, and let's go Bulldogs! Security systems are there to keep you safe. So why do you feel robbed paying high prices each month when it comes to your security monitoring bill? With Twin Lakes Security, they keep security simple with plans starting as low as $24.99 per month. Visit them online at twinlakes.net to request a free security consultation for your home or business, or visit one of their 7 local offices to learn more. TN cert number C-0026.
Welcome back to Clay County Bulldog Football, being presented by Clay Power Sports. The Dogs lead by 1. It's 7-6 here in Tompkinsville, Kentucky, Daniel.
Those points coming from that Nate Adams pick 6. Dog offense still looking for points, but right now the Dog defense trying to get up the field. 3rd and 8. Different quarterback this time. Pitch out pass coming. No straight run. Going to get the corner is Baxter, but he's run out of bounds short of the 6. Credit Worm Smith and Cole Leeds along with Nolan Adams over there, forcing Baxter out of bounds. They're going to mark him in the 48, 3 yards shy. So 4th and 3 from the Monroe 48. If I were Coach Credit, I'd go up to the line, go for the hard count, and I'd go ahead and run my play and get the surge. Because honestly, at this point in time, why would you be scared of the Clay County offense?
Yeah, I wouldn't be at this point, but he is changing personnel here.
7-6 to score. Clay County with 1-point lead. 4th and 3, ball at the 48. 2:13 mark, second quarter. Falcons in a punt formation. Here's the snap. No fakes here. They put their foot to it. Fielded by Adams at the 18. Nolan with it. 25. 30. Up to the 35 and brought down. And they say the Falcons have the ball. At least their players do. I have not seen an official say as much. The fans react. And I suppose I missed the official signal. But it is Monroe football. So the punt really pays off for head coach John Pettit. As his team reclaims possession and a chance to take a lead. 2 minutes left in this second quarter. And they've got a 4-down territory, short field possession game here, going in their favor. First and 10, Thomas, at the 35 or so.
Clay County, again, struggling with ball security the entire night. But, you know, that's one thing about it, Daniel. It goes both ways. Monroe County is doing a good job at it.
Single back set, 2 wide either side. Woods with it. He'll not get the edge on the Dog defense here. Loss of yardage. Nolan Adams on the tackle. And looking for a call. I'm not sure what Nolan was pleading for, but Nolan with a big tackle for a loss there. Soto doing a nice job coming inside out, helping with the lateral pursuit. Clay County really good at the side-to-side movement, not giving up the edge.
Well, he got pushed in the back with a little help. I think it was friendly fire, and he was looking for...
Okay, that makes sense.
He was looking for the flag because he got pushed in the back, but it came from maybe his brother.
Loss of 3, second, 13. Well, that's why I didn't see anything I was reacting to then. Today I didn't see a penalty because there wasn't one. Double set, 2 on either side. Wood to throw. Quarterback draw instead. Rowan Holloway in pursuit. Ooh, and a nice hit. Hayden Adams laying the lumber. Nice little run by Wood. Nice positive gain for him. Picked up around 8 yards, but Hayden Adams thrilled with himself because he knew he had a good hit there.
And that's perfect when it comes to technique, Daniel. Head up, just,
hips low.
Dip low with the chest and just de-cleated the Falcon ball carrier.
3rd and 8. 3rd and 7. 38 seconds and ticking. Second quarter. Monroe County has timeouts left in their pocket. Two wide to either side, ball on the right hash, man in motion right to left, quarterback keeper by Wood.
Yes.
Just in there. Once again, I believe Reese Adams inside out.
And a great job on the edge there, setting it to make him cut up, and Reese Adams right there to make the stop. You have to think Monroe County's going to go here, Daniel, but we're looking at, fourth and medium.
With 8 seconds and ticking on the clock.
Oh, Lord. They're
he's
going to
call a timeout with 1 second remaining, and heaves it in zone. Well, 2.1 seconds remaining. We're going to go to break here. Play an ad or two, come back and catch the finish of this second quarter. Clay County leading 7-6. Monroe County with a chance to heave to the end zone.
In the toughest of times, you need people you can trust. And most of the time, that means depending on people you know. Not only has Upton Hay Funeral Home been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949, but they continue to do so with people just like you. People who live and work right here at home. So when it comes time, rely on Jimmy Hay, Rob and Monica Weir, and their compassionate staff in your time of need. Choose Upton Hay Funeral Home, proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and Cheerleaders.
Welcome back to Clay County Bulldog football from north of the border here in Tompkinsville, Kentucky. We've got Clay County leading Monroe County, Kentucky, 7-6, 2.1 seconds left. The Falcons have a chance.
Well, they do. Got a chance to heave to the end zone here. Clay County with a chance probably to drop some DBs loose. Because that's all they can do. They could pick up a first. It's fourth and seven, but only 2 seconds on this clock. So, Wood going to be in the gun. It's a running formation. Three blocking back, shift left. Do have one wide out to the right.
I'd watch those backs.
Here's a snap, a reverse setup. Baxter with it around right side, and he's taken down.
Oh, no.
Cole leads in an offensive face mask is what I saw. I saw Baxter with the stiff arm with his hand on Eads' face mask, and they're going to call it against Clay County. I do not agree with that one, but nothing I can do to change it on this rainy night in Tompkinsville. So a first down and an untimed down. Half cannot end on a penalty, so we'll see an untimed down, I believe, for the Falcons. What a gift from the white hat to the Falcons.
Yeah, this is huge, Daniel. I mean, we thought they had one chance. Well, they're getting two here, and they're going to get it, I don't know, somewhere around their 10-yard line maybe. 15?
Sitting at the 15-yard line. Okay. Easy to get to the end zone from here, wet night or not. Untimed down coming to end the half. Going to go for a field goal, perhaps. We see an alignment change. So it's kind of curious if that's what they do. Why would you have not kicked the extra point earlier if you have a kicker capable of hitting it from here?
No.
And we do see them from the right hash. Going to set the tee down on the 22-yard line. I'll work the camera around so we can get a shot of the end zone. Of course, you got to watch for a fake here as well.
Yeah.
Play up 7-6. No. Untimed down here. Field goal attempt coming.
Snap. Nolan Adams off the edge.
Kicks away. It's blocked. And it's a live ball. I think Lance Burchett with it. Return opportunity coming. Lance Burchett, 25-30, 35-40. Midfield at the 50. Loses the football and brought down. So a flourish of activity to the end of the half. Nice return by Lance Burchett. No points going to come from it. First half has been a dandy here in a seldom played series between Clay County, Tennessee, and Monroe County, Kentucky. It's the Bulldogs 7, the Falcons 6 at the break.
Coming up, the Poplar Grove Body Shop halftime show here on the Horizon Sports Network. A detailed mid-game recap of Bulldog football action from tonight's first half.
Conveniently located just down the road from Salina on Highway 56 in Gainesboro, Poplar Grove Body Shop has been locally owned and family operated by Robert Chapin for over two decades and offers various best turnaround on collision repair.
Clay County fans, remember this number, 931-268-9591, because the next time you bend it, call Little Robert. He'll mend it.
For the better part of a century, one local business has been there for the people of Clay County when they need it most. Upton Hay Funeral Home of Salina has been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949. Many things have changed over the years, but one thing that has not changed is their continuing commitment of service to the families in Clay and surrounding counties. Upton Hay Funeral Home and its owners, Jimmy Hay and Rob and Monica Weir, are proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and Cheerleaders.
The loss of a loved one can leave you with unanswered questions, along with feelings of stress, anxiety, and grief. At Clay County Funeral Home, they stand ready to guide you through troubled times with compassionate and personalized care. Locally owned and family operated in the heart of Salina, they offer distinctive and affordable services designed to honor the ones you hold so dear in a way unique to the departed and meaningful to you. Clay County Funeral Home, dedicated to helping families honor and remember their loved ones with compassion, dignity, and respect. Got a local event you're planning and wondering how to promote it? If so, let the Clay County Chamber of Commerce know. The local chamber is your source for promoting local happenings, and they do it in a wide array of ways, all free to the public. They can spread the word in print, online, and on social media, all to help your event be a big success. So give them a call at 931-243-3338. Take advantage of their free service to the community and let the Clay County Chamber of Commerce help you get the word out about your next local event.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Hall One Stock Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulder, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Stock Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
At Salina Lumber, they are your local handyman. Their dedicated staff thoroughly understand their products and services and are there to help you find exactly what you need. They can also help you get a project started, and they will stick with you until the end. So come find the support you need to make your next project a success today at Salina Lumber, or give them a call at 931-243-3315. Whether you're looking into renovating, replacing, or building new, depend on a family business that's been serving you since 1962. Salina Lumber, where there's so much more than a hardware store.
Across our communities, Macon Bank and Trust Company is here for you. We stand firm behind your investments, and we continue to be a strong supporter of our local schools. Macon Bank and Trust Company, a proud sponsor of our youth athletes. Your hometown community bank since 1919. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Welcome back to Tompkinsville, Kentucky for their Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show here on the Horizon Sports Network, where Clay County leads Monroe County, Kentucky 7-6 here at the break. And it's time for Gone Country Cafe to serve up your first half breakdown. The rain has been the winner so far in this one, as Clay County offense has three possessions and two turnovers on downs and a fumble. Also an interception in this game and a fumbled punt return. So we've seen Mother Nature play a big role so far here in the first half. It's Clay County that struck first, though, as the back and forth, as neither offense can find their footing. Nate Adams returned a 65-yard pick six, his 30th interception of his career. Manny Hernandez booted the extra point on about the first play of the second quarter, and Clay County took a 7-0 lead. Macon County then responded with a long clock-eating drive. We saw several long runs. Penalties helped them get into field position, and then a 20-yard touchdown pass as the back out of the backfield slipped out underneath, and the quarterback found him wide open in the end zone for a 20-yard touchdown pass. The Falcons went for two and were unsuccessful, and that's why they trail by one here at the break, 7-6. The next Clay County drive also ended in a turnover on downs, and then the Clay County defense forced a Macon County punt, but there was a Clay County fumble on the return, which put Macon County in business, and they had an opportunity with no time on the clock after a penalty to kick a field goal and take a lead, but it was blocked, we think, by maybe Roland Holloway on the interior. Lance Burchett had a long return, but the time ran out as he went to the ground about midfield, as he returned the block field goal, and it left us with this 7-6 score where Clay County leads by one here at the break. Not much offensively for the Bulldogs. A total of 17 offensive plays on those three short possessions for 76 total yards. Six rushes for 39 yards for Clay County. Aiden Soto has five of those for 34 yards. Warren Smith, one for five. Nate Adams is six for 11 so far on the night for a total of 37 yards. Nolan Adams has four of those catches for 36 yards. Lance Burchett, one for no gain. And Reese Adams has one catch for 1 yard. Reese Adams also leading the way. He's got six, a half dozen tackles. I'm sorry, make that seven, as he had about three or four on that last possession for Clay County. Seven tackles at the break. He had 14 last week, so he's well on his way to that number again. Colton Brown has three, Nate Adams two, Roland Holloway two, and a tackle for loss. Worm Smith has three, Lance Burchett has one, Bryson Sharp two, Cole Eads has one, Aiden Soto two, Nolan Adams two, and a tackle for loss, and Hayden Adams three big stops in this first half. Again, Clay County does lead, but only 7-6 here at the break in Tompkinsville, Kentucky. This first half breakdown has been brought to you by Gone Country Cafe on the Courthouse Square in Salina. Family owned and operated by Steve and Cassandra Cornell, Gone Country serves country cooking at its finest. With breakfast all day, weekday specials to 2 p.m., new extended hours on Monday nights, and their famous Friday night catfish. Have you gone country lately?
You're listening to the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show here on the Horizon Sports Network. A detailed mid-game recap of Bulldog football action from tonight's first half.
Conveniently located just down the road from Salina on Highway 56 in Gainesboro, Poplar Grove Body Shop has been locally owned and family operated by Robert Chaffin for over two decades and offers the area's best turnaround on collision repair.
Clay County fans, remember this number, 931-268-9591, because the next time you bend it, call little Robert and he'll mend it.
When it comes to groceries, you can always save with the best choice at Scott's Best Way. Serving the community since 1969, Scott's is the only place in Salina you'll find all the name brand selection of bigger chain stores while enjoying the small town feel of having your groceries loaded into your car. So Bulldog fans, come load up your cart with savings today. Give them a call at 243-3327 or look them up on Facebook for all of their weekly deals and specials. Scott's Best Way, your hometown grocery store, where it's not just about groceries, it's about serving the people we know.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Twin River Healthcare facility, is excited to announce a new state-of-the-art therapy gym now open at our facility. Our new facility will not only provide top-of-the-line therapy to our residents, but also offer outpatient therapy to members of the community, including occupational, physical, and speech therapy, as well as combined 58 years of experience. Our staff is ready to help your loved one regain their independence. For more information, call our therapy director at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at salinahealthrehab.com.
If you haven't yet done so, now's the time to sign up for Levelized Billing at Tri-County Electric. Levelized Billing is free, and it averages those larger winter and summer bills with the rest of the year to produce a much lower monthly bill. Best of all, since the average is always current, there is no pay-up month. Levelized Billing is for everyone. If you live on a fixed income, or if you are simply trying to better control your family's budget, call Tri-County Electric or come by the office. Ask us about Levelized Billing and how it can benefit you and your family. Tri-County Electric. Owned and operated by those we serve.
The wait is over. You have better things to do with your time other than wait, especially when it comes to accessing your personal funds. With Card at Once from Bank of Salina, our friendly staff now has the ability to distribute fully functioning, personalized debit cards on site. No more waiting days for a card and a pen to be mailed to you. Open up an account today and walk out of our branch ready to use your money with your new debit card. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing member, member FDIC.
Hello, Clay County. Do you ever come across a home project and realize you're short of the tools or supplies you need? Whether it's building materials, electrical components, plumbing parts, or supplies for your farm and garden, Copeland's Rural Supply has you covered. We don't stop at supplies. We stand strong with our local pride, the Bulldogs, on and off the field. So come down to Copeland's Rural Supply. Let's continue to build this community together, one project, one game, and one victory at a time.
See you soon, and let's go Bulldogs!
Security systems are there to keep you safe. So why do you feel robbed paying high prices each month when it comes to your security monitoring bill? With Twin Lakes Security, they keep security simple with plans starting as low as $24.99 per month. Visit them online at twinlakes.net to request a free security consultation for your home or business, or visit one of their 7 local offices to learn more. TN cert number C-0026.
Locally owned and operated by Chris and Derek Hicks, H&H Auto and Equipment Parts proudly serves Clay County and surrounding areas with all their parts needs. Fueled by their passion for parts, service, and the community, H&H is the name you can trust when it comes to finding the right automotive, marine, heavy-duty, agricultural, or construction equipment part. And they provide it all with community-driven customer service from a friendly and knowledgeable staff. H&H Auto and Equipment Parts, getting you back on the road, back on the water, and back to work in no time.
Welcome back to the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show. Time now for the local sports lowdown brought to you by Macon Bank and Trust. We are here at Monroe County, Kentucky, of course, 7-6 at the half. In case you're just tuning in, Clay County leading by 1 point. Local sports lowdown time. Youth League football. Last week, the teams were on the road in Cooble and came away with a clean sweep of 3 wins. The flag team is 1-2 after winning 28-6. The juniors set at 2-1 after a 22-0 shutout victory. And the seniors are 1-1. From notching their first win, 20-0. The teams will try to get into the win column tomorrow. Oh, I did not delete that. I'm sorry. The teams now enjoy a 2-week break mid-season here before returning to action on October the 12th when they host Gordonsville at John Tables Field. So a 2 consecutive week bye week for Youth League football. They'll be rested up for sure. Salina Junior High football. The Junior High Dogs advance to the Cumberland Valley Conference Class A Small School Championship game with their big divisional round playoff win against Pickett County last Saturday, 42-14. Scoring for head coach Marty Maxfield's squad came from Nehemiah Hamilton, who had 3 rushing touchdowns, 55, 36, and 19-yard varieties. Easton Adams had a 5-yard rushing touchdown. Bentley Johnson, a 43-yard interception return touchdown. Quarterback Cameron King, a 12-yard rushing touchdown. And 2-point conversions were added for Matthew Duke, Brogan Maxfield, and Easton Adams. The Junior Dogs are now set to meet Monterey in Jackson County on Saturday at Jackson County High School, a 1 o'clock kickoff against Monterey in the Small Schools Cumberland Valley Championship game. Following up that contest will be the Large Schools Division Championship game that features Trousdale County and Gordonsville. So on Saturday, I think the rain's supposed to be moved down. That game is on 1 o'clock kick time. Make the short trip down to Gainesboro and cheer on the junior high football team and Coach Maxfield as they try to get the championship win. Tennessee Tech football. John Hamilton and the Golden Eagles are 1-2 overall and 1-0 in OVC play after a big home opening win against conference foe Tennessee State last Saturday. They're getting set to travel to Bowling Springs, North Carolina, and take on Gardner-Webb University on Saturday for a 3 o'clock kick. Hermitage Springs Junior High Volleyball. The young Lady Wildcats began the day with a varsity record of 1-8 and a junior varsity at 2-7. They went to Gordonsville back on Tuesday and lost, but they were hosting Jackson County this afternoon for the last event of their regular season. Hopefully, Coach Bailey Morgan and the Lady Wildcats were able to notch out a win at Hermitage Springs today. Salina Junior High Volleyball, the Lady Dogs wrap up their volleyball season 8-4 on the year. A couple wins this week. They beat Redbourne Springs on Tuesday, and then this evening they met Livingston. I believe that's a redemption win for them. Livingston was the lone loss of their season for a while early on. So head coach Bradley Burchett and her squad getting the win in Bobby Bartlett Gymnasium this afternoon. Congratulations to them. 8-4 on the season. Good season, girls. Clay County High School Volleyball, Coach Chambers and Lady Dogs sit at 4-8 overall. Actually, I guess it's 4-9 now and 4-8 in district play after they were defeated tonight by league leaders Gordonsville in Joe Sims Gym. Back on Tuesday, they traveled to Clark Range, lost 2-3. Before playing Gordonsville today, 1 week of the regular season remains with 2 contests scheduled Tuesday at Monroe County, Kentucky here in Tompkinsville, and Thursday at home against Cumberland County, Kentucky. Thomas, are you guys carrying the next Thursday's Burkesville game?
We are.
5 o'clock, first serve, pregame show, 4:45?
4:40.
4:40, all right. So Thursday, that last regular season home game. And then they'll play the at Jackson County on the following Monday in the district tournament. Clay County High School Cross Country Coach Jermaine McElwain's squad will be running at Quiltville High School on Saturday. Golf team, they had their district tournament back on Monday of this week. Wrapping up the district, Aiden King led the way. Actually, he was second. Lance Burgett led the way, shooting a 48. Then it was Nolan Adams with a 46, Aiden King with a 47, and Brady Daly with a 48. That was actually their scores on the back nine. Overall, it was Aiden King who did lead with a 91, Lance Burgett a 95, Nolan Adams a 100, and Brady Daly a 103. They did qualify as a team to advance to region play. We're supposed to make the appearance tomorrow at Cedar Crest Golf Course in Murfreesboro. That has been canceled and moved forward in time, and location has also been changed. Cedar Crest was no longer available, so it's going to move to Southern Hills on Tuesday for the regions. And I think it's in our favor, Thomas. Those guys are more familiar with that course. That's where they played the district tournament at. Just played 18 holes there on Monday.
Yeah, I think so, too. And plus, some of these football guys like Lance Burchett, you know, have some time to recover and be fresh, not having to play before a game.
Absolutely. Other golf news, Clay County basketball team's golf fundraiser that was scheduled for Saturday in Somerset, Kentucky, that has been rescheduled due to weather for Saturday, October the 26th. This week's Hokie Sports Lowdown has been brought to you by Macon Bank and Trust. Try out their new premier checking account and find out how to make a deposit from anywhere with ease. Check your balance and much more at MaconBankandTrust.com. Macon Bank and Trust, come grow with us. Thomas, if you have a phone or if I do one, one of us will pull it up, try to have some scores for the Cumberland Exterior Scoreboard update.
Don't have a whole lot that actually move their games. I really don't know why, but I do have some scores. DeKalb County leads Stone, same score that we have here, 7-6 in the second quarter. Upperman's blowing out Cumberland County in the second, 28-0. And then not much after that except for McKenzie, 20-0 over Hollow Rock, Brewston at the half, and then Mace, 14, Peabody 3 out in West Tennessee. So that's really all I could come up with. Again, a lot of teams didn't move their games. A lot of games still going to be played tomorrow.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. We'll see what happens. Certainly has been raining here in this one, and I don't know. It's certainly an option for them. Going to be a slop fest, I would say, especially in East Tennessee where they've been getting rain all day long.
This halftime scoreboard update has been brought to you by Cumberland Exteriors, offering you windows, doors, siding, roof, metal, and more. They are the folks you can trust to protect your home from the elements, Daniel.
We'll go ahead now and get into the Subway Trivia Challenge, brought to you by local owners Greg and Melissa Brandon, who invite Bulldog fans to come and enjoy their favorite sandwiches because fresh is what they do. The winner will receive through the mail a Horizon Sports Network sticker and a certificate for a free 6-inch Subway sandwich of their choosing at the Salina Subway location. Please text your answers to the Horizon Sports Network hotline at 931-397-9004. Remember to include your name along with your answer. So here is tonight's Trivia Challenge question. Remember that phone number, 931-397-9004. In the sixth game of the 1962 season, head coach John Teeples led his 3-2 Dogs into border war battle against a 1-2-1 Tompkinsville, Kentucky team. After leading 13-0, Salina High saw the game slip from their grasp, and they lost 13-26 in a contest that saw star fullback James Tiny Caps sustain injury early on and be unavailable for action. With the 6-foot, 212-pound Caps incapacitated, what Bulldog player took care of the rushing with touchdown runs of 1 and 65 yards? If you think you know that answer, please send it in to the Horizon Sports Network hotline at 931-397-9004. We'll go through that again tonight here in the sixth game of the 2024 season, Clay County's battle in Monroe County. And it also happened in the sixth game in 1962 when head coach John Teeples led his Dogs into border war battle against Tompkinsville, Kentucky. After leading early 13-0, Salina High saw the game slip away due to the absence of star fullback James Tiny Cavs, who had been injured. The final score was 13-26, What Bulldog player was responsible for two rushing touchdowns of 1 and 65 yards, respectively, during that contest?
A couple of guesses. Greg Strong says Russell Richardson, Daniel.
That's a real good guess. He would have been a 8th grader at that time, right there. Go ahead.
Jason Narhead Hamilton says Richard Upton.
Richard Upton, another good one from that era. We talked about him, I believe, on that 59 squad, perhaps, but incorrect. He was recently graduated at this point in time.
Yeah, we did do the 59 squad on our By the Bulldog history, Daniel, and it could be some of those names, some of those young names.
Yeah, those younger, that's true. So looking for an answer on that. Of course, we've had 5 winners through our first 5 games this year. Jason Arhead Hamilton's won 2. Greg Strong's won 1. So no surprise, they've already responded. Ronald Strong has won 1, and Linda Strong has won 1. I promise no bias coming out there. 3 of the 5 winners being Strong. So, but just the way it's worked out.
Yeah, what a game we got going in front of us here. 7-6. I said it at halftime in the breakdown, Daniel. It's kind of like Mother Nature's winning this one so far.
Yeah, it's been sloppy. You know, the biggest part of Monroe County's woes, if they've had any offensively, but come from their injuries more than from the Mother Nature, I think. Definitely, Clay County, this is the most lethargic and incohesive, is that a word? The opposite of cohesive, whatever that'd be. The most disrupted we've seen this Clay County offense, just not able to settle into much of a routine. Jodan Fox being guest on the hotline, another great guest, but incorrect. Looking for the player who had 2 rushing touchdowns against Monroe County in the 13-26 loss back in 1962. And we have a correct answer coming in here. We'll call him the Professor Tim McLaren, former educator in Clay County, a great one, a math teacher for many years at Herbert Springs School, and then came over to Clay County High School. He says Danny Watson, the late Clay County Sports Hall of Famer and brother of Thomas. And that's correct. Danny Watson, an all-state player from his tailback position and on some strong football teams. And he is the correct answer. So congratulations to Tim McLaren. Tim, if you'll send us in where you'd like the Horizon Sports Network sticker and free sub certificate mailed to, we'll be glad to get it in the mail to you. And that will be courtesy of Subway and local owners Greg and Melissa Brandon, whose sandwich artists are ready to take your order in person, online, or in the Subway app every day until 9 p.m. Eat fresh and refresh at Subway on the bypass in Salina. Congratulations to Tim McLaren. He also served as assistant principal at Clay County High School at the end of his career and had the privilege of working under him, and just what a great educator and teacher he was during his time, and great football player too. He was on some of those mid-70s teams himself, a real competitor.
Yeah, he was, and I always think about him being, of course, Uncle Bill's teammate as we get underway here.
Onside kick, open it up, and well executed by Monroe County. Fortunately, Clay County able to recover. Case and Monroe Hidalgo doing a great job on that front line. Good hands there. I don't know if they had been told to expect it, but it's certainly what we saw, the squib kick. And Kaysen doing a nice job covering it up. He is a junior for the squad, first year as a starter, and does a nice job from his right guard position on that offensive line. So Kaysen and his teammates going to try to get it going here. They lead by 1 point, 7-6. 11:57 mark of this third quarter as Clay County takes over for their first offensive possession. Adams in the gun. Reese Adams flips to the right. Going to go that way. Adams covered up. Student body right. Quarterback keeper all the way. Nate Adams with it. Tuck gets the edge. Across the 50, 45. Cuts back. 40. A talented runner. Nate Adams. 35. Cuts back again. Going to be brought down from behind. Finally, by the Falcons. Only after getting about half what was needed to get towards the end zone.
Yeah, great play call, Daniel. I love it. We got some blocking off the outside, and you get an Adams in space, and you see what happens. We saw him, I'm not sure if it was Portland, but another game, had a big run when he touched it, and the same thing there for Nate Adams.
Very explosive. We see some of the same elusiveness that Nolan possesses. Of course, Nate uses that a lot of times to get away from pressure in the pocket while still looking downfield, and always a pleasure to see him when he decides to run the football and put on a show, too. First and 10 now, going to be Nolan. It wasn't Nolan on that last carry, was it? Is that Nolan lined up?
It was Nate.
Okay. Same thing coming this way. It is Nolan Adams this time on the Wildcat keeper. Ball was snapped at the 28-yard line. And Nolan approaches up to the 18, gets about 10. They're deciding on whether to move the sticks. The side judge says, bring them on. So a gain of 10 for Nolan Adams. First time this year that we have seen him line up in that quarterback position, take the direct snap. Certainly Nolan, a talented quarterback himself, played that position in junior high and in the youth leagues. Anytime he was not on the same team, of course, as Nate. Nate going to roll right, looks downfield, heaves to the end zone, has a man, going to be incomplete. Just could not hook up with Nolan. Well-placed ball. I think even if Nolan could have held on to it, his momentum would have had him out of bounds. Just it was well-placed in the fact that it was away from the defenders, but kind of laid him out of bounds with it.
Yeah, and I like the call. You know, take a shot once you get down there, and, you know, we're really close there.
Second 10 now. 10:44 mark. Third quarter. Clock is stopped with an incomplete pass. Burgett splits left. Cherry right. Nate with it. Dumps off to Soto. Soto drops it. Incomplete pass. Flipped the head around. Started to tuck it and run. And got to credit the dampness here as that one just came out of his hand. Looks like the Falcons had it snipped out pretty good defensively. Don't know how much meat was on the bone anyway.
Yeah, he had some in his face for sure, and that's kind of what sped it up, Daniel. And you have to be deliberate, you know, to catch the ball and put it away under these conditions as rain continues to fall here.
Third and 10. 10:40 mark after the second consecutive incomplete pass. Nate with it. Rolls right. Sets up. Looks left. Releases. Going to be incomplete. Great defense. Knocked away by Baxter. Lance Burgett just about to haul it in for a touchdown. And the only thing that I saw preventing it was junior defensive back Braden Baxter, who knocked it away at the last second.
Yeah, it's just a great defensive play by the Falcon there. And credit Nate Adams on that one. Took a little off, put some air under that ball because he knew he had to make the completion. But that allowed the defensive back to get under it, Daniel. And, you know, like you say, a definite touchdown, but a great play by Monroe County. And Clay County going to go for it.
Breaking huddle here, fourth and 10. Nolan Adams left. Waylon Cherry and Lance Burchett right. Reese Adams tight end right. Soto at the right hip. Here's the snap. Nate with it. Drops. Rolls right. Looks. Releases. Going to be incomplete. I thought it was hauled in by Waylon Cherry. But once again, good Falcon defense prevents Bulldog points. Fortunately, Clay County still leading. Unfortunately, they turn it over on downs.
Yeah, so, again, you have to go back to the condition.
Flag down here, Thomas.
Oh, we do have a flag, okay.
Either a rough in the passer or a hold. Came deep in that dog backfield. Going to be roughing. Coach Lamb talking to his senior quarterback. Roughing the passer, the call. Ooh. First and 10, Clay County. So the Falcons with a costly penalty there. I took my eyes off an 8 and watched the pass to the end zone. Clearly a Falcon came in late.
Yeah, this is huge for Clay County, giving them another chance here, and they really need the payoff, Daniel.
First and goal now. We'll call it the 9-yard line. Dogs break huddle. Nolan left. Waylon and Lance right. Reese tight end right. Soto at the left hip. Lance in motion right and the left. Here's the snap. Give to Soto. Tries to get the right corner. Cuts north and south into the end zone, it looks to me. They're saying he's down at the 1. Ooh, he was close. Soto with a great burst of speed. Advanced all the way up, spinning to the 1. Pickup of 8. Second goal now. So close to getting across the plane there. Ten and ticking third quarter. Clay County looking to add points. Sneak play, not a lot of push by the offensive line, and they say it's going to be third down. So, Thomas, I was looking at the scoreboard, looking at the clock. Did Nate go under center for that snap?
Yes, he did.
Okay.
No game.
Quarterback sneak on second goal. And it's nothing. Third and goal now. Dogs break huddle. Once again, going to go under center. Another quarterback sneak. Penalty markers come out. I don't think Clay was set. Likely a false start against Clay County. And that's what it's going to be. I'm almost okay with it. Strange to say you want to be backed up 5 yards, but I think maybe we're more comfortable from the six than we are from the one right there with our offense. And it could be that Coach Pettit declines it. That would be bizarre if he did, and I don't guess he does.
Now, Clay County, you have to think two shots at it here, Daniel. You know, we saw Aiden Soto get the corner earlier. We also saw, Nate Adams with a big run. I think he may be trying to get something on the edge or the wide side.
Yeah, I like it. I like it. Use the speed. Third and goal from the five. It's like the 5-1 inch line. That ball almost was a score before. Nate going to throw. Third and goal from the five. Heaves it up to the corner of the Nolan. Going to be caught. Touchdown, Nate. Touchdown, Nolan. Touchdown, Clay County. I may not have got the camera around far enough. If I didn't, I apologize. We've got to keep a running tally and see how many times, Thomas, those two have hooked up personally with one another. Of course, coming into tonight's contest, Nate, with 15 touchdowns on the season. I think he had 41 to start the year, so he's sitting around that 60, getting close to that 60 mark. Creeping up in the high 50s as the Hernandez point after is good. 9:07 mark of this third quarter. Clay County's offense finally gets points to go with a defensive score. 14-6, Dogs in front.
When it comes to groceries, you can always save with the best choice at Scott's Best Way. Serving the community since 1969, Scott's is the only place in Salina you'll find all the name brand selection of bigger chain stores while enjoying the small town feel of having your groceries loaded into your car. So Bulldog fans, come load up your cart with savings today. Give them a call at 243-3327 or look them up on Facebook for all of their weekly deals and specials. Scott's Best Way, your hometown grocery store, where it's not just about groceries, it's about serving the people we know. Welcome back to Rising Sports Network coverage of Clay County Bulldog football presented by Clay Power Sports, where the Dogs now lead the Falcons 14-6, 9:07 left here in the third quarter. Clay County just completed a 51-yard drive on 9 plays and it covered 2 minutes and 53 seconds. As Nate Adams got it started with a big 23-yard run, Nolan Adams then rushed for 10, and then a penalty gave him another chance as Nate found Nolan for a 6-yard touchdown pass to put the Clay County up one score. This Dog Drive summary has been brought to you by Eco Pounds of Tennessee and Hermity Springs. Find out how to lower utility bills forever by building a stronger, safer, more economical, and more sustainable home at EcoPoundsOfTN.com. Eco Pounds of Tennessee, simply a better way to build.
Reese Adams with the special teams tackle. 9:04 mark of this third quarter is Monroe County takes over for the first time in the second half. Clay County leading 14-6. One possession ball game here. Wood going to go under center. Hands off to Baxter. Squirts ahead for about 3. So a 78-yard field to drive for the Falcons. If they want to get points, 14-6. Clay County leading. Nice to finally get the offensive touchdown. Of course, had to have some Falcon help. It was a turnover on downs prior to that roughing the passer penalty. They gave us new life in that first and goal from the 9 situation. Hand off again to Baxter. He gets the corner and enough for the first. Reese Adams over there on the stop. Being helped by Nolan. Reese Adams averaging around right out of Baker's dozen tackles a contest, around 13, and that's by our tally, Thomas, and which is pretty stringent compared to a lot of folks. And He's just one of the better defensive players we've had the privilege of calling during our 8 years on the network.
Yeah, no doubt. Just a junior, too. Still got a whole other campaign next year and half of this one, Daniel. And, you know, you have to say he's going to be finished as one of the best linebackers we've seen.
Great dog defense right there. Just absolutely blowing it up. And it was the same guy, Reese Adams. He was the first contact tackle for a loss made. Was joined by, very well could have been Hayden in there with him or whoever was playing this left tackle. Caden Strong perhaps involved. He's done a nice job on this defensive front and on the offensive side. First year starter as a senior is Caden Strong, and just a big strong kid and a real good kid and a great part of this dog defensive line.
Yeah, waited his time and has taken full advantage of his opportunity this year to start as a senior, Daniel, and you know, part of the dogs in the trenches on both sides of the ball.
Falcons with it. Fourth play of the drive. Ball's loose. Ball's out. And it's going to be fell on. I think Clay County going to have it. Just a vicious hit. Not only Mother Nature on that one, but some good, tough defense by Coach Dickerson's squad.
Yeah,
I don't know who forced
it. Possibly coming up the gap, Daniel. I'm pretty sure it's Worm.
Hayden Adams on the recovery.
Hayden. Okay.
So Worm with the force, Hayden on the recovery, best we can tell. And Clay County a chance to make this a two-possession game and hopefully start to put it out of reach as time gets shorter. 7:04 mark of the third quarter as Clay County takes over a short field at the Monroe County 30-yard line. Nolan to the left. Actually, Nolan right. Double move. Goes to the end zone on the down, out, and down. Going to be incomplete. Second and 10 after the incomplete pass. Clock is stopped at the 6:58 mark. Remainder of the year after tonight for Clay County. The Dogs will go on the road next week. Clay County schools will be closed next week for fall break. However, the Dogs, their biggest game yet of the year at Joe Burns, the first region contest. Followed up by the bye week and then a trio of games to finish the regular season, all at home at John Temple's Field, Redbone Springs, Trousdale, and Gordonsville. Soto around right side. Has some blocking. Gets some yardage. Going to be third and mid-range. Monroe County, 1-4 team on the season due to a lot of those injuries they've had last year. A 6-5 squad lost in the second round of the playoffs to Lexington Christian. So a good campaign last year for them. We mentioned earlier they'd beaten Todd County Central. Losses have come to Allen County, Glasgow, Barron County, and Adair County. After tonight, they've got Metcalf County, Green County, Clinton County, and Caverna to finish the year. Nate rolls left, third mid-range. Going to be caught, I think. Incomplete. I don't. Are they giving him the yardage?
What?
So where'd the play start, Thomas?
It started at the 26.
Okay, so incomplete back at the 26. Clock is stopped, so 6:13 mark here of this third quarter as the rain continues to fall.
Another fourth down for Clay County.
Fourth and 6 from the 26. Waylon Cherry and Lance Burch at left, along with Reese Adams. Nolan isolated at the top by himself. Nate rolls left, flips back right, screen to Soto, immediately gobbled up, lost the yardage. That's just played well by head coach John Pettit's squad. Great job by the Falcons. Nice little play call, tailback screen, short side of the field, hoping to get some blocking and squirt up the sideline for the 6 yards, but Falcons would not allow it.
Yeah, you're right. We've seen that, you know, all night long, really. You got to have to credit this Monroe County defense, Daniel, holding Clay County way below their average when it comes to yards and touchdowns.
So the Falcons taking back over halfway through this third quarter, 6:07 mark, 14-6 to score. Clay County in front by 8. 2 wideouts to either side. 4 senior quarterback Travis Wood, who's in the gun. Wood going to throw, turns it into quarterback draw. He's brought down. Worm Smith all over that one. Quarterback sack, chalk it up for Worm.
Yeah, we saw Worm make a big play on their last drive, and here he does it again, Daniel. And, you know, I interviewed him this week, and I talked about how Worm's one of those old-school players, but you think about him being hard-nosed. But he's also a student of the game. He knows football, Daniel, and that's how you get the opportunities to make plays like that.
Well, Worm, a smart kid, and that really helps going into what you were just talking about. Same set, two wide to either side. Wood in the gun, second about 16, rolls to his left, fighting with fire here, throws it incomplete. Nate Adams already with a pick six tonight. Of course, other dogs in that secondary just as dangerous. Nolan Adams with an interception this year, Lance Virtue with one, and Cole Edge with one. And here's the thing, those other three that they each have, each one of them a pick six.
Yeah.
I think that Lance's was. Maybe it wouldn't.
Not last week, no.
Right. Cole had one and Nolan had one. Cole's against York and Nolan's against Monterey. Second score of that game really set the tone for it. Third and a bunch. Hand off to Baxter, left side. Get some positive yardage. Still going to be, well, the rugby pile pushes forward. Fourth and round 10, and Coach Pettit going to have to punt here. Still a one-possession game, 14-6. No need for him to do anything crazy here. Continue playing field position. Falcons are playing good defensively. Offensively have had some struggles, but got to give Clay County some defensive credit for part of that.
Under 5 minutes left here in the third, Daniel.
Nolan Adams dropping deep to return. Sets up shop at his 35. Punts away. Nolan going to trot to the right and let it hit out of bounds. They give him the 45. So not the best of punts by the Falcons here in the weather. And Clay County takes over again. First and 10, 55-yard field for this offense. Of course, we mentioned the first play of a drive, the driest time for the football, so could see a shot here, but that's one thing Clay County has not been able to get together on is a deep ball tonight. And once again, give the Falcons defense some of the credit on that. They've had good coverage on those deep balls.
They have had good coverage for sure, but again, I think you got to go back to the conditions. You know, balls we normally see completed are not being that way. Just like
pass
that one right there.
In and out of the hands of Reese Adams. And we're cozy and dry in this outstanding press box, so easy for us to say that while it's rained throughout, it's not been a heavy rain, but I'm sure there's nothing dry outside of this room.
No, I think you're exactly right. And, yeah, kudos to Thompsonville, Kentucky, and Monroe County High School. I mean, this is, I know we've said it multiple times, this is a top-notch facility.
Absolutely.
All the way around.
Absolutely. Double-A program up here in the state of Kentucky. Second and 10, get the Soto. Or is it Worm? Worm Smith on the carry. Positive yardage for Worm. Gain of 3, makes it 3rd and 7. .405 and ticking. Of course, Clay County Schools not only having fall break next week, but the decision was made this afternoon to go ahead and start fall break a little early, much to the pleasure of teachers and students, and just some bad weather expected tomorrow. And Miss Monroe wanted to keep everybody safe, so Clay County Schools closed tomorrow. Incomplete pass on 3rd and 7. Once again, Falcons with suffocating coverage. And they played it clean. You know, the officials, I think, have done a good job tonight. They called the one pass interference that we thought they should have, and everything else just been stride for stride coverage.
Yeah, we talked about it coming in. You know, Monroe County's had athletes. We've seen them 2 years in a row now, and last year they had that. It was a two-score ball game. Clay County did come up out on top. Right now, it's just a one-score game. Clay County leading 14-6, and it's because of the athletic ability. I mean, they've had some success, especially early in the first half, Daniel, against this Clay County defense running the football.
Nate with an end over end punt. Going to be fielded at the 23 by Woods. He's brought down by Nolan Adams. Usually Nolan on punt coverage, the first down there making the stop. Reese has become the guy on kickoff coverage down there making the stop. And it's an area that Clay County wanted to get shored up because early in the year gave up some big ones. The biggest, of course, on the road at Westmoreland. You always remember his name.
No, Cooper White.
Cooper White, yeah. With the big return.
Really the difference in that ball game.
Sure.
You know.
Yeah, you know, they only had two touchdowns. One of them, that big special teams one. First and 10 for the Falcons. Single possession game here, as we said. 14-6. Monroe County trying to drive down and tie it up. Give to Baxter. Tackle by Hayden Adams. Yeah, we talked about Westmoreland once already earlier during how they fired. We spoke about them on the way up here. And I'll be surprised if Westmoreland's not at least a third-round team in AA football this year in the East. They very well could win that region. Trousdale's down. East Robertson is down from last year. York's off in Region 2. They're not even part of that region. Monterey down from what they've been. Jackson County, solid squad this year, but Westmoreland's already handled them. So Westmoreland could be the talk of that region as we get into the playoffs. Monroe County again moving the sticks. Worm Smith on the tackle. 2:40 going to be ticking after they get the chain set. And this is, if you're head coach John Pettit, this is what you want. Plenty of time left in this game. Pick up 3, 4, 5 yards to carry and get in third and short and just keep the chains moving.
Yeah, again, credit to the Monroe County coaching staff and these athletes they have here. They just keep kind of banging away, Daniel, and it's still 14-6 at this point.
Power set formation. Give the Baxter off left side. Biggest play of the night for him, perhaps. Clay County does not give up a ton of explosives, and coming in was Lance Burchett making that tackle from his safety position. Braden Baxter. Of course, we don't have John here with us tonight, keeping our defensive stance when we kick to Thursday nights. John often not able to come. Of course, has his two daughters with him, and John's not as close as we are. He lives down around the Gallatin exit off 40, and boy, he loves the network and loves Bulldog football, though. He'd be here if he could. It's always better when we've got him, isn't it?
Yeah, and Baxter would be keeping him busy, Daniel, as Worm Smith. Make sure.
Wood getting took down there. Loss of one, so a tackle for loss there. Third quarter quickly going away, minute and a half and ticking. Second and 11, so a win for the Dogs on first and 10 in this 14-6 ball game. Dogs enjoying this 8-point lead. Baxter again off the left side, a nice gain, knifing through there. Going to be third and around 4. And Coach Pettit, once again, just pleased with what he's seeing here. Taking the air out of the ball, taking the momentum away from the Dogs, but a hold going to go against them. That's kind of been the story, Thomas. We've seen at least two big penalties against Monroe tonight. The most recent one, of course, roughing the passer on fourth down a couple possessions ago.
Yeah, and they took themselves out of scoring position in the first half, too, a couple of times with holds and other things. We talked about Hayden Adams, the one big holding call he forced. And
I mean, that's a drive killer right now.
It is.
You're sitting in second and 20. You got three plays to get 20 yards. Well, you've been getting 4 and 5, but you've not been getting 7 or 8 a pop.
Now you have to do something you're not comfortable doing.
Different quarterback than Wood. Screen pass set up. Caught by Wood. It's actually Baxter with it, and nothing's there. Nolan Adams coming in. First contact. Quarterback that time, number 2, Caden Gerrolds, 6 foot, 195-pound junior. He also punts for this squad and plays wideout.
That's what we talked about coming in. It's almost like, they're going to run the ball. They've got a different quarterback in. If they're going to throw it, they swap them out to Gerald.
Of course, already
you're going to get.
Yeah, already that pick six thrown by Travis Wood. Don't think Woods completed a pass. Had a couple incompletes early, then the interception. Third and 20-plus for Monroe. I don't think they'll get the snap off. Delay of game against the Falcons. Play clock was just a little bit ahead of the game clock, so with about 0.4 seconds left, the whistle blew and delay of game called. So when we start this fourth quarter, it's going to be Monroe County third and about 30. At the end of three here in an old-fashioned border war, it's Clay County, Tennessee, 14, Monroe County, Kentucky.
With Twin Lakes Future Proof Fiber Network, experience the gig difference. With up to 10,000 megabits per second, everything is different. Connect as many devices as you'd like and stream videos without buffering. Music and photos fly, gaming gets real, and nobody's left hanging. That's the gig difference with Twin Lakes. Call or visit us online at twinlakes.net. Get your gig today.
Welcome back to Horizon Sports Network coverage of Clay County Bulldog football presented by Clay Power Sports, where the Dogs lead the Falcons of Tompkinsville, Kentucky, 14-6, headed into the fourth quarter. And here's your Bulldog stat summary brought to you by Eco Panels of Tennessee. Clay County got some offense going. Nathan Soto, the leading rusher so far, he's got 8 carries for 46 yards. Nate Adams also a big run, a 23-yarder. Adams 7 for 20 on the night, just 39 yards, one touchdown to his brother, Nolan Adams, who has 5 catches for 42 yards to lead the receiving. Defensively, big numbers here. Reese Adams has a total of 10 with a tackle for loss. Worm Smith, he's got 8, forced fumble, a sack, and a tackle for loss. Of course, Nate, that big pick 6 in the first half. This Bulldog Stat Summary has been brought to you by Eco Panels of Tennessee and Hermitage Springs. I'll tell you the rest after this play.
Third and around 30. Falcons with it. Oh, tackle for a loss. Hayden Adams make it fourth and about 40-something now. And it was Wood. I'm not sure. Just toss sweep into the short side of the field, I suppose. Hayden Adams not fooled at all.
No, he was not. And, again, the penetration and just blew it up, Daniel.
All about that holding penalty. Things were looking good for the Falcons marching down. Then that the holding penalty is what ended this drive. Fourth and uncalculable here early in the fourth quarter. Falcons had no choice but to punt. Only a 14-6 ball game, though. Single possession contest. No one going to go over towards the ball and leave it alone. And Clay Kenny will take over the good field position. About a 58-yard field here, 11-12 to go in this fourth quarter. And, you know, the story of this one, Clay County just unable to put the Falcons away due to just offensive inefficiency tonight.
Yeah, and we talked about it. Mother Nature definitely playing a role. But at some point, you have to adjust, Daniel, in what you do and, you know, stick the ball in the end zone. They finally did that on their last possession. Need to do it again here. And, by the way, that Bulldog Stat Summary brought to you by Eco Panels of Tennessee. Find out how to lower utility bills forever by building a stronger, safer, more economical, more sustainable home. Go online and do that at EcoPanelsOfTN.com. Eco Panels of Tennessee, simply a better way to build.
First and 10 Dogs. Wagon Jerry Lance Burchett right along with Reese Adams. Ball sitting at the 42-yard line, 8 yards from midfield. Nate rolls right, has time, releases on the wheel route. Incomplete. Had Reese Adams. Reese couldn't haul it in. Well played, striding the breadbasket. Nice play call. Once again, well defended, though, by the Falcons. Had two guys there. Nate put it in the right spot. But I credit the Falcon defense and the disruption for perhaps why Reese couldn't hang on there.
Yeah, it was a good ball. Definitely down the sideline. A good play call and good execution by Clay Kemp.
Yeah, I think removes the defenders and Reese hauls that one in. Just good timing. Well, the Falcons second 10. Level 5 mark of the fourth. Soto at the right here. Give to Aiden. He's around left side. Gets north and south. 45-50. First down and out of bounds. And just like that, Soto with a quick burst. Thomas, you called for it during the keys to the game. Wanted to see a healthy dose of Soto. And he's had some nice runs tonight. But as far as consistency goes, we've not had a steady dose of him.
Yeah, his eighth carry of the night there, Daniel, and that's going to put him on the top side of 50.
So a good average.
Got two there.
Ball sitting at the 45. And Dr. Soto again runs into the short side of the field, and there's the negative of it. So the positive play, then the loss of yards. Just to break down that time, Soto, of course, the leading rusher on this squad, came into tonight's contest with 46 carries during the first half of the season, 245 yards. Thomas, a strong 5.3 per carry average with two touchdowns. So nothing wrong with averaging 5 yards a carry.
No, there's not. And, again, limited touches throughout this this season.
Second and 11 after a loss of one there. Nate in the gun, Soto at the left tip, two wide and the tight end right. Quick release, caught by Burchie. Lance with it, makes one miss. 35-yard line, makes another miss. Going to be tackled from behind and brought down. Gets the first down. Lance Burchett could make a couple of guys miss in the area of a phone booth, I think, if he had to. He did right there and gets the first down.
Yeah, have we ever had, so many guys that can, dead leg, juke, jab, do what they need to do to pick up extra yardage.
Burchett on the season, second leading receiver on the squad behind Nolan Adams. 23 catches for 384 yards and four touchdowns coming into this one. Ball at the Monroe County 31-yard line. First and 10. Trio set the receivers to the right, tight end left, quick release to Burchett. Burchett with it on the bubble screen, 30, 25, and out of bounds. Nearly take another direction by number 15 for Monroe County. Caleb Stinson, the sophomore defender, kind of read the bubble screen. Fortunately, not able to get his hands on it. Thomas, you take away that pick six by Nate Adams earlier in the contest, and it would be a 7-6 ball game right now. Currently, it's 14-6. Clay County leading and trying to make it a two-possession ball game right now. 9:43 left in this contest. Cocky is stopped with Burchett going out of bounds. Ball at the 26-yard line. Second and five. Give to Soto. Aiden hit at the line of scrimmage. Falls forward. Penalty for markers. Come out. Likely a hold. Holding against the Bulldog offense. Falcons fans will applaud that. 10-yard penalty. And with the way Clay County's been moving tonight, that could be a drive killer.
Yeah, it could be. He's got something going there with Soto on the ground and then finding Lance Burchett on back-to-back plays deep into Falcon territory. And now we're moving back, Daniel.
I'm going to set up shop now back at the 35. Where it's going to be second and 14. So three plays to get to 14. White hat winds the clock. Three wide outs left. Tight end flips that way. He's covered. Quarterback keeper, Nate Adams, student body left. Gets the edge, hurdles a man. Picks up about four and brought down. .9:15 and ticking now. Of course, Coach Lamb in no hurry here with this 8-point lead. Trying to get out of Tompkinsville with a non-conference win. Go to 4-2 on the year before getting into region play against Joe Burns next week. Always a nice drive over that way along Highway 52 to the Cedar Hill community. Joe Burns, of course, used to be a foreign team to us. They've been a region foe now for the better part of a decade, and we've become pretty familiar with them. Third and 11, play action pass, Nate with time, release is going to be incomplete. Nice play call, I really like that one. Just couldn't squeeze it. Don't know that we've seen that one a whole lot this year. A little RPO action perhaps, could have gave to Soto or pulled and passed. Yes, sir, fourth and 11. Clock stopped with the incomplete pass, 8:41 mark, 14-6 the score. Dogs trying to get their 12th win all time against the team from Tompkinsville. Fourth and 11. Quick release. Nate DeSoto on the wheel route. First down and more. 20. Inside into the 15. Nice little hook up there. A hot blitz coming off the edge for the Falcons. the seniors hooking up, Adams to Soto. Nate needed to get rid of it quick. Soto, aware of that, was ready for that pass.
Yeah, and just a great play right there. And knew the Falcons were coming. Caught him in that. Nate got it out quick, like you said, and got it on him.
14-6 the score. Clay County leading by 8. Ball sitting at the Falcons' 17-yard line. 8:20 and ticking left in this fourth quarter. Two wide and a tight end right. Single receiver left. Give to Soto. Picks his way across 15 to the 10 and brought down. Soto running like a man possessed, dragging Falcons along behind him.
Yeah, we talked about him coming into this season in that York game, Daniel, about how you could immediately see the strength that Aiden Soto has gained and as he's become a senior and matured and, you know, his second season running the football, and that's right there is where it's evident as he breaks tackles running up the gut.
Also a competent receiver. Of course, we saw the 4th-and-11 conversion because of the wheel route to him. He had 5 catches for 41 yards coming into this contest and 1 touchdown through the first 5 games of the season. Second and short, ball being snapped from the 8-yard line. Give to Soto again, and a flag comes out. Maybe a high-low call here. Is the Clay County offensive line now going to be a hold? So Soto had enough to move the sticks and have it in a goal-to-go situation, but the holding penalty will change that.
Second one on this drive.
Whitehead winds the clock here. 7:25 and ticking, fourth quarter. Second and 10 now as the ball is being set down back at the Falcon 17-yard line. Need the 7-yard line for the first. Nolan Adams by himself to the left. Soto on that side at the left tip of Nate. Nate won't know and goes to the end zone. Going to be caught. Is he inbounds? No, they say he's out. I hate the call, but I'm sure it's the right one. Had a side judge right on top of it, waved it out. Thomas, great execution, though, between the two there. Put it over the outside shoulder.
Yeah, another great ball, and, almost got the tiptoes in, Daniel.
Yeah, I'd like to see a replay, not question it, but you could see him. He's looking down with the short, choppy steps, trying to keep the feet in. Had to be close. 3rd and 10 now. Hadn't got to go to the end zone. Can get a first down at the 7. Dogs up 14-6. 3 wide right. Nate rolling that way. Releases. Wants Nolan in the end zone. Got it. Touchdown, Clay County. Touchdown, Bulldogs. They can't take this one away. Second hookup between the brothers on the contest, and that one could do it. It's now a 2-possession game, and it's been a while since the Falcons have seen the end zone.
Yeah, this is another great ball by Nate right there, giving his brother a chance. But, again, I think you see him, take a little off on that one, put it up for grabs just a bit, let Nolan go up and get it with a nice soft hands and carry it in for the touchdown.
It was about placement and execution between them because it was double coverage. Falcons were there in proximity. They've done a good job of that all night, and Hernandez boots it through, making 3-of-3 on the evening. 21-6, 6:58 left in this one.
Across our communities, Macon Bank and Trust Company is here for you. We stand firm behind your investments, and we continue to be a strong supporter of our local schools. Macon Bank and Trust Company, a proud sponsor of our youth athletes, your hometown community bank since 1919. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Welcome back to Horizon Sports Network coverage of Clay County Bulldog football presented by Clay Power Sports. The Dogs now lead the Falcons of Monroe County 21-6, 6:58 left here in the final frame. And here's your dog drive summary brought to you by Eco Pounds of Tennessee. Clay County just completed a 58-yard drive, and they did it on 11 plays. And it started with an Aiden Soto 13-yard run. Lance Burchett had a 15-yard reception. And then Soto out of the backfield for a big first down on 4th and 11 at the 32. And then Nate to Nolan Adams from 17 yards out to cap the drive and put Clay County up 2 possessions. This dog drive summary is brought to you by Eco Panels of Tennessee and Hermitage Springs. Find out how to lower utility bills forever by building a stronger, safer, more economical, and more sustainable home. Go online and do that at EcoPanelsOfTN.com. Eco Panels of Tennessee, simply a better way to build. We've been waiting for it all night long. Finally, Clay County doing what they need to do, Daniel.
2 possession lead feels a lot better. 21-6 now the score. Eli Burnett recording the tackle on the specials team stop. Good to see him back. He was not available during the second half of the Portland contest last week. Had an ankle that was gimpy on his kick coverage responsibilities. And good to see him out there healthy making the stop. 1st and 10 Falcons. Time getting short as they trail by 2, but still enough time to do it. They just got to do it now on this drive and follow it up with another. Wood got bent back pretty hard on that carry. He's took a lot of hits tonight. He's back up, though, bound to be a tough young man. Him and Baxter have had the lion's share of the touches. Senior Travis Wood and junior Braden Baxter, and they have earned their keep around here tonight. Pick up a 5, making it 2nd and 5. 6:15 and ticking. Wood with it again off left side.
The
worm. 3rd and short. Who'd you have?
Worm Smith.
He's way up in the double digits, isn't he?
He's getting there. Matched his total from last week now with 9.
3rd and 1. Regardless of what happens here, even if it's 4th and short after this, Falcons are going to have to go. 5:45 and ticking, down by 2 possessions. 21-6. Give the Baxter off right side. Oh, hitting the backfield, kept his feet moving, got the first down. What an effort by junior Braden Baxter. How can you not applaud that guy? He shed off, I think, Hayden Adams in the backfield, and that's not an easy thing to do, and kept the feet going for the first.
Again, we've talked about it all night long. You know, the Falcons have got some athletes led by Baxter. He's been the workhorse for this Monroe County High School team.
1st and 10, Falcons. And due to their lack of a quick strike game right now, I'm just really liking this if you're a Bulldog fan. 21-6, and time's ticking here in the 4th. Baxter again with positive yardage before he's taken down. Downtown Colton Brown in on the stop. Pick up of about 2. 2nd and 8. 4:55 and ticking. As we said earlier, in case you didn't catch it, Dogs on the road next week at Joel Burns First Region Contest. Clay County schools are on fall break. And that kind of starts tomorrow since school has been closed for tomorrow. But the Dogs are going to have to come in and practice during break. Always a challenge there to do that. And they're going to have to go play a pretty good Red Devil team next Friday night. 2nd and 8 here. Wood in the gun. Calls for the snap. Comes left. Hayden Adams sets the edge. Linebackers help from inside.
Ooh.
And once again, good dog defense. Who was that guy, Tom, taking on the brunt of that?
I don't know who took on the brunt, but now Worm Smith finished it off, no doubt.
Smith coming from inside out. Hayden Adams doing a great job of setting the edge, forcing it back inside there. And right now, those interior linemen, we've got Cajun Strong, Roland Holloway, and Colton Brown. Of course, I don't do a good job of keeping up with personnel all the time. I don't know how long Bryson Sharp was able to go tonight on that ankle. Hopefully he's still healthy. But we went back to that other lineup with Reese inside, as you talked about earlier.
Yeah.
Oh, an explosive play here for the Eagles. Could be a touchdown and more. As Woods down the sideline, going to be a foot race. And he's brought down by Nolan Adams, saving the touchdown. But for the first time tonight, a Falcon got loose in the secondary. And just a breakdown lulled us to sleep, perhaps, you know, stopping that same thing over and over and over, and they busted that one.
Yeah, both linebackers got downhill that time, and again, it was just a great run by the back. Slipped out to the outside, got the edge, Daniel, and if it wasn't for Nolan Adams, chugging, giving the effort, that was a touchdown.
3:30 mark of the 4th and ticking. Ball at the 14. Falcons threatening. Baxter with it on the keeper. Nice condensed off the edge there. by Lance Burkett. Walking up, must have been playing that strong safety position, played it like a defensive end. And talk about form, lowered the hips and wrapped up and could have been a tackle for loss, no gain of one. That's just a good stop.
Yeah, it was. Ticking down close to 3 minutes here. Clay County still up 21-6 in this one, Daniel, and the Dogs are still playing hard.
Absolutely, and the Falcons, too. No quit. These are these squads. Second nine. Wood this time. Keeps up this side. Tackle for loss. Hayden Adams. No. Worm Smith, the man of the night.
Yeah.
Once again, the senior. And, of course, we talk about the seldom-played series. Well, here's something that's not seldom. These kids driving 18 miles between these communities. Worm
that's
Smith,
true.
This is one kind of personal to him. He knows a lot of these Falcons. Heard him talking about it earlier today. And he's the one that told me that their quarterback wouldn't play in because he had a doctor appointment tomorrow morning to get cleared. And could be a personal one here for Worm Smith. He's rose to the occasion if it is. Baxter on the keeper. Hey, look at that. Another great player. He's had him flying in. Untouched.
Woo!
What a finish here. Clay County not wanting to give up another point to this blue-clad offense.
Now, how many times did you see that? You're up 21-6, ticking down under 2 minutes left in a ball game, and the Clay County defense is fired up, Daniel.
Priest Adams and Worm Smith not wanting to give up anything else to this Falcon offense. Minute 44 and ticking. And it's 4th and 15 after consecutive tackles for loss here by Worm Smith and Reese Adams. Two wide to either side. Woods in the gun. Baxter at the left hip. Here's the snap. Quarterback draw. No going to throw it. Throw it to Baxter. Intercepted. And it's going to be Nolan Adams with it. Has some blocking. 15 flags come out. And Nolan going to be taken down. Nolan with the interception. Second of the night. One for each brother. Clay County going to be able to put this one to bed. Taking over deep in their own territory, preventing the Falcons from getting on the board in a victory formation and a couple of knees likely coming here. Of course, the Falcons have timeouts if they choose to use them.
Yeah, going to see a crack back block, I think, on the return or blocking the back one, Daniel. Not sure what signal we got there. Either way,
definitely
Clay County
ball. Yeah, that's not
after
in question.
The interception.
Minute 21 left in this one. Another good contest. Coach Lamb put this schedule together in an effort to make this team better each week. We got better last week at Portland in a close loss. Got better on the road in week two in a close loss to Westmore. Got better with a big momentum rousting of the Monterey Wildcats 42-0 at home earlier this year. And got better on the road in adverse conditions on a night that the offense was not clicking, fought through, and hopefully going to put this thing on ice. Minute 21 left in the fourth. Nate in the gun, going to give to Worm Smith. Worm going to be tackled. This clock going to tick. Gage Thompson in on the stop for the Falcons. Of course, Gage, a senior for these Falcons. His mom, Jessica Thompson, a math teacher at Clay County High School, and his younger brother, Lance, a member of this Falcon football team, had a real bad car wreck about 6 weeks ago, and they've had a hard time and just so glad that he's been released and they're back at home and he's on the mend and doing well. And just been a tough time for the Thompson family, who means a lot to Clay County because of Ms. Thompson and her boys. Of course, her daughter Sarah up here also, I think she's a sophomore maybe, or going to be a freshman, plays ball for the volleyball and basketball teams up here. Nate going to take a knee for the last time tonight, 25 seconds and ticking. This one going to go final once that expires. Clay County going to move to 4-2 on the year. Falcons going to drop to 1-5, but they've got a good football team. Had some injuries. They're going to get those guys back. I expect them to have a good finish to the season as they enter district play. 5-4, 3-2, and 1. Clay County officially winners tonight here in Tompkinsville, Kentucky. Final score, Clay County, Tennessee, 21. Monroe County, Kentucky, 6. Stay with us for the H&H Auto and Equipment Parts post-game show right here on the Horizon Sports Network.
Coming up, the H&H Auto and Equipment Parts post-game show here on the Horizon Sports Network. a detailed recap of tonight's game brought to you by H&H owners Chris and Derek Hicks.
Fueled by their passion for parts, service, and the community, H&H is the name you can trust when it comes to finding the right automotive, marine, heavy-duty, agricultural, or equipment part to fit your needs.
Plus, they specialize in rubber tracks, undercarriage parts, cutting edges, bucket teeth, and much more. So besides getting you back on the road and back on the water, they can also get you back to work in no time.
And they provide it all with community-driven customer service from a friendly and knowledgeable staff. So give H&H Auto and Equipment Parts a call at 931-243-7278 for all your parts needs.
Stay tuned for a wrap-up of the Bulldogs game, including final stats, the announcement of the TDS top player, a final look at area scores of interest, and much more on the H&H Auto and Equipment Parts postgame show. All coming up after a word from our sponsors here on the Horizon Sports Network. Wondering what the Chamber can do for you? The Clay County Chamber of Commerce is the best business partner you can have. Offering the lowest dues in the region starting at $50 a year, the local chamber has the resources to get the word out about your business. From print advertising in local regional publications to digital promotion on social media and beyond, the Clay County Chamber of Commerce is your source for letting people know what you have to offer. And 100% of all chamber dues goes to advertising for members. So become a member today and take advantage of the endless opportunities offered by the Clay County Chamber of Commerce.
The loss of a loved one can leave you with unanswered questions, along with feelings of stress, anxiety, and grief. At Clay County Funeral Home, they stand ready to guide you through troubled times with compassionate and personalized care. Locally owned and family operated in the heart of Salina, they offer distinctive and affordable services designed to honor the ones you hold so dear in a way unique to the departed and meaningful to you. Clay County Funeral Home, dedicated to helping families honor and remember their loved ones with compassion, dignity, and respect.
When it comes to groceries, you can always save with the best choice at Scott's Best Way. Serving the community since 1969, Scott's is the only place in Salina you'll find all the name brand selection of bigger chain stores while enjoying the small town feel of having your groceries loaded into your car. So Bulldog fans, come load up your cart with savings today. Give them a call at 243-3327 or look them up on Facebook for all of their weekly deals and specials. Scott's Best Way, your hometown grocery store, where it's not just about groceries, it's about serving the people we know.
Tired of running around, trying to find everything you need for a project, or traveling out of town to a big box store? If so, go to the Getting Place, Salina Lumber Company, where if you need it, they've got it right here at home. For all things home improvement, Salina Lumber has been the place for over a half century. They offer all the conveniences of a big box store, but with a small town feel. Stop by today, call them at 931-243-3315, or follow them on Facebook. Salina Lumber Company, the Getting Place.
Tri-County Electric can help make gift giving easier for any occasion. We carry surge protection along with NOAA public alert radios with SAME technology. If you don't want to pay cash, we'll be happy to let you pay over 3 months with 0% interest. Tri-County Electric also offers gift certificates that may be purchased in any amount. Gift certificates are always appreciated and they can be used on any of our products, including the electric bill. Good luck, Bulldogs, from Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
At Copeland's Rural Supply, they don't just sell products. They're part of your community. Need advice on your next project? Copeland's friendly team is here to help you find exactly what you need to make your work easier and more efficient. Copeland's is more than a store. They're a neighbor you can count on, and they invite you to come build something great together. To get started, stop in at 408 Brown Street or check them out online at CopelandSRS.com. Copeland's Rural Supply. Your local project partner, every step of the way.
The wait is over. You have better things to do with your time other than wait, especially when it comes to accessing your personal funds. With Card at Once from Bank of Salina, our friendly staff now has the ability to distribute fully functioning, personalized debit cards on site. No more waiting days for a card and a pen to be mailed to you. Open up an account today and walk out of our branch ready to use your money with your new debit card. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing member, member FDIC.
In the toughest of times, you need people you can trust, and most of the time that means depending on people you know. Not only has Upton Hay Funeral Home been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949, but they continue to do so with people just like you, people who live and work right here at home. So when it comes time, rely on Jimmy Hay, Rob and Monica Weir, and their compassionate staff in your time of need. Choose Upton Hay Funeral Home, proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
The Clay County football coaches know that leadership is essential to success. Knowing what play to run and what changes to make are important nuances of high school football. That same principle holds true in your life when it's time to discuss a loan. Macon Bank and Trust invites you to talk to Curtis Collins about your loan needs. You'll quickly discover that's a winning move. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC and equal housing lender. NMLS number 1391622.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at El Home One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulder, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Home One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Security systems are there to keep you safe. So why do you feel robbed paying high prices each month when it comes to your security monitoring bill? With Twin Lakes Security, they keep security simple with plans starting as low as $24.99 per month. Visit them online at twinlakes.net to request a free security consultation for your home or business, or visit one of their 7 local offices to learn more. TN cert number C-0026.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Twin Rivers healthcare facility, has an array of services provided for our residents. From rehabilitation to skilled nursing to long-term and dementia care, our caring staff is equipped to handle the needs of you and your loved ones. Through our model of care, it is our goal that you and your loved one will receive quality, compassionate care by well-trained professionals who serve you from their hearts. Nestled in the hills of Tennessee, we serve Southern Kentucky, as well as Macon, Jackson, and Overton counties in the Upper Cumberland. For more information about services offered, please call us at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at salinahealthandrehab.com.
Wondering what to do when your skid steer breaks a track or it lays down in the middle of a project? If so, you don't have to look far. Just go to H&H Auto and Equipment Parts in Salina. They can help you get back up and running with rubber tracks, undercarriage parts, cutting edges, bucket teeth, and much more that meet or exceed industry standards. So depend on Chris and Derek Hicks at H&H as your source for reliable, high-quality replacement equipment parts endorsed with the same certifications as OEMs. H&H Auto and Equipment Parts, getting you back on the road, back on the water, and back to work in no time.
Welcome back into Tompkinsville, Kentucky, here on the Horizon Sports Network. H&H Auto and Equipment Parts post-game show coming your way. Clay County winners tonight here on the road, moving to 4-2 on the season. Monroe County falling at home to 2-4 on the season. Time now to get into the part of our show that we call the Bulldog Wrap-Up. It's brought to you by Eco Panels of Tennessee. Final score, by the way, I didn't say it, 21-6 here against Monroe County, Thomas.
Yeah, and it was kind of a slow game in the first half, Daniel, as Clay County had 3 total offensive possessions, 1 fumble and 2 turnovers on downs. Just couldn't get anything going. We attributed a lot of that to Mother Nature because this was just a nasty type football game, and that's kind of the way that first half played out. Is the only score for Clay County came on a Nate Adams pick 6. Imagine that. A 65-yarder this time. I think you said it was his 30th of his career, and we've got to figure out how many pick 6s he's got. That could take some time, but he got a bunch of them.
He's got a bunch.
And but 7-0, 10-14 mark, so early in the second quarter, Clay County takes a 7-0 lead.
Yeah, and you mentioned the sloppiness, and I will say this because I'm a field guy. It didn't get down to the turf of this field. This field held up great. It's one of the best fields I've seen. They've done a great job. But it was wet throughout, ball wet all night long in this rain.
Yeah, and we saw it, it wasn't just the couldn't make a connection on a pass route. We saw a little trouble Nate having and even throwing it. We saw, we didn't see any bad snaps. Credit to senior Hayden Adams tonight. We didn't see any of that, and we were in the shotgun all night long.
Yeah, except for down on the goal down here. And honestly, that's hard because that's probably the first time he had ever snapped with the quarterback under center. And mm-hmm. once you got used to shotgun, I'm sure it's hard.
Yeah, no doubt. But anyway, Monroe County immediately answered, though. After the pick six, they put on a long clock-eating drive and capped it with a 20-yard touchdown pass into the end zone. They went for two, Daniel. This was with about 6 minutes left in the first half. Went for two, didn't get it, and they trailed 7-6, headed into the break after Clay County again had another turnover on downs, and we fumbled a punt return once we got a big stop and just couldn't really do anything with it. And then the Falcons also had a chance to kick a field goal at the end that was blocked by Clay County. So a lot went on, but no punts on the board in the first half.
No, it was a lackluster contest there for a while. A good one, but not a lot going on.
And Clay County finally got it going in the second half, the opening drive of the third quarter. Nate Adams, a big 23-yard run. Nolan Adams went in the backfield, had a big 10-yard gain. But they still stalled out on the 18-yard line, Daniel. It was 4th and 10, actually threw an incomplete pass, and Monroe County gave us a gift. It was roughing the passer. Clay County got the ball back, and Aiden Soto, it was 1st and goal at the 9 after the penalty. And Aiden Soto, a big run to set up a 6-yard touchdown from Nate Adams and Nolan Adams. It was 14-6, and we thought, hey, here comes the Dogs. They got it rolling. But it didn't really happen that way. As we saw, Monroe County, the Falcons behind their tailback Baxter and the other athletes they had that I'm super impressed by.
Yeah.
They made this a game. Clay County had to battle it out down the stretch, and they did, as the defense kind of rose to the occasion when they needed to get big stops against Monroe County, and then Clay County putting together a huge drive to put the nail in the coffin in this one. Is I think it was 11 plays, ate up a lot of the clock. They scored with about 7 minutes left, and that came on a 17-yard touchdown catch by Nolan Adams from his brother Nate. And then Nolan just to seal it with an interception with about a minute to play as the Falcons were again threatening into Clay County territory for your final score of 21-6.
Yeah, that scoring drive, a 58-yard drive, I had to overcome two holding penalties on that drive to score. And we don't have, as you guys know, John went with us tonight, we don't have the penalty information, but Monroe hurt themselves a couple times with some of those penalties. You mentioned the big one, the rough and the passer.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, Clay had those same things go on too. But, yeah, good contest here. In what's becoming, I hope this thing continues. If you were listening to pregame, you kind of know the history of it. It had been about 50 years since we had played them up until 2019 when it was renewed. Played them three times since then, and, I like it. I'm looking forward to them coming back, and I'd love to come here again and call one.
No doubt. And it's going to be a competitive game.
Yeah.
I mean, you're talking about a Kentucky 2A team.
Mm-hmm.
You know, all these good games we've been playing, we played up to 2A quite a bit and even higher with Portland last week in Tennessee. But Monroe County, Kentucky, I agree. It's a series that I would like to see continue also.
100%. This Bulldog wrap-up is from brought to you by Eco Panels of Tennessee, conveniently located in Hermit Springs. Find out how to build your dream home the better way with structural insulated panels engineered as a subsidiary of Honest Bulldog Homes. Find out more at EcoPanelsOfTennessee.com. Eco Panels of TN, simply a better way to build. We're going to play one more little promo, come right back, and give those Clay County stats and announce the TDS top performer. Stay with us. You're listening to the H&H Auto and Equipment Parts postgame show here on the Horizon Sports Network. A detailed recap of tonight's game brought to you by H&H owners Chris and Derek Hicks.
Fueled by their passion for parts, service, and the community, H&H is a name you can trust when it comes to finding the right automotive, marine, heavy-duty, agricultural, or equipment part to fit your needs.
Plus, they specialize in rubber tracks, undercarriage parts, cutting edges, bucket teeth, and much more. So besides getting you back on the road and back on the water, they can also get you back to work in no time.
And they provide it all with community-driven customer service from a friendly and knowledgeable staff. So give H&H Auto and Equipment Parts a call at 931-243-7278 for all your parts needs.
Still to come, the announcement of the TDS top player and a final scoreboard update as we wrap up the H&H Auto and Equipment Parts postgame show here on the Horizon Sports Network. Back here live on the H&H Auto and Equipment Parts Postgame Show. Clay County winners tonight here on the road against Monroe County, Kentucky, 21-6, going to 4-2 on the year. Going to kick to Thomas for those Clay County stats.
Clay County did finally get going there in the second half. Daniel ended up with 205 total yards on 35 plays, 18 rushes for 110 yards. No scores there. Nate Adams was 11 for 27 for 95 yards and the two touchdowns. Of course, also had the pick six for the other touchdown for Clay County. Aiden Soto, good night rushing the ball. He ended up with 10 carries for 67 yards. Nolan Adams, one carry for 10. Worm Smith, three carries for 11 yards. Nate Adams ended up with four carries for 22 yards. And then receiving-wise, Nolan Adams, another good night for him. He had six catches, 59 yards, and two touchdowns. Lance Burchett, three catches for 20 yards. Reese Adams, one for one. Nathan Soto, one for 15 yards. So that kind of wraps up the offense. Defensively, we'll start there. Eli Burnett, the senior, a special teams tackle. Caden Strong, also a senior, two tackles tonight. Hayden Adams, another senior, five stops, a recovered fumble, and a tackle for loss for Hayden. Nolan Adams finished with six tackles, one for loss. Aiden Soto had three. Cole Eads had one. Bryson Sharp, two. Reese Adams, another huge nine, a dozen for him, and two tackles for loss. Lance Burchett ended up with four tackles. Roland Holloway had three and a tackle for loss. Nate, two stops and a pick six, of course. And downtown Colton Brown, as you like to call him, four tackles for Colton. And then Worm Smith, 12 tackles, a forced fumble, a sack, and two tackles for loss. Just a huge night for him.
Certainly was. I think that's the cue to announce the TDS top performer from tonight's contest. And Thomas just rattled it off. When you get into to these accessory categories of the defensive stat line, there's a good chance you might end up being named the superlative of the night. Worm Smith, great career. Fortunately, it's not over with. Best yet to come. I've said that about a lot of kids this year, and I believe it about them. Think their best football is yet to come. Worm still has four regular season ones left, plus playoffs coming, of course. And, you know, came onto the scene sophomore year during that historic state runner-up year, particularly in the playoffs, started ended up as a starter, and he's just got better each and every game he's touched the field since. We talk about Reese Adams a lot defensively. Well, guess what? Worm Smith's right there with him with the same type of play. He's the second leading tackler on this team. You saw him tonight adding what I think was some emotion to his game. Worm's one of those guys, he's pretty even keel guy, and I love that about him. That's why you get that consistency out of him. You're going to get the same thing every night out of Worm Smith. Tonight, I think we saw a little bit more, and I don't know if he liked the rain, don't know if he did not like a few of the Falcons. I don't know what was going on. Warren Smith really brought it.
Yeah, I don't care what his motivation was. I talked about that coming in. You know, you got to find that motivation in a game like this. It really doesn't mean a whole lot in the big scheme of things, and Warren Smith found it somewhere is all I know, because, you know, I got to where I was just kind of watching him there late in the game, Daniel, and you talking about just a man on a mission. And I think you're right. It goes back to Worm Smith got an opportunity as a sophomore to play on
the best team we've ever had. Yeah.
You have to say it, the best team we've ever had to this point, and he made the most of it. And that's when he made the splash, and you're right. He's been consistent ever since. No matter where you put, you know, if he gets a chance to carry the ball, he's going to get you some positive yards.
Yeah.
If he gets to start on defense, he's going to make some big plays. Second leading tackler on the team, I think, last year as a junior. And this year he's right up there with Reese Adams, probably still the second leading tackler behind Reese. But, you know, when you got two linebackers like that, Reese kind of gets a lot of the glory at times.
Yeah.
You know, but Worm Smith, he's the guy that's going to stick his nose in there when he's needed. He's the guy that's going to do the dirty work and the hard things that need to be done. And to me, he's a quiet leader on this team because of that. Everybody looks up to Worm Smith because they know he'll go do it.
He is. And he, Worm, his personality, his humility and humbleness, it's okay with him if he don't ever get this award and he don't ever hear these things said about him. But guess what? He gets it anyway. And old school guy, off of Union Hill, good hard-working family, one of those kids, he's out of his era a little bit, he's one of those country strong guys. I don't know how much weight room stuff is there for Worm, but it don't matter because he's getting it somewhere. And he's a strong kid, a good, fine young man, and tonight's TDS top performer. He was Worm Smith. TDS Disposal, they always bring us that segment. They serve all of your waste management needs and are proud supporters of Clay County's athletes and cheerleaders. That brings us to my final, not my final, but my favorite segment of the night, the final scoreboard update. This one brought to you by Ashlock and Strong Insurance. Not a lot of scores going on a rainy Thursday, but give us what we got, Tom.
Well, there's none, and then some of them apparently haven't wrapped up yet. I've got a halftime score, Stowe Memorial 12, DeKalb County 15. Upperman went ahead and blew out Cumberland County 44-0. Not much else that we care much about. White House beat Greenbrier 31-7, and that's really about it, Daniel. I will update that McKenzie Hollow Rock Brewston score, just because I had it at halftime, 69-0.
So is McKenzie, is that still, can you tell the classification on there? Is McKenzie still single A?
I don't see that.
Okay. Yeah, it don't matter.
But yeah, I think so.
All right. Of course, that wouldn't mean nothing to me if not for 2 years ago until we played in the state title game.
Final scoreboard update sponsored by Ashlock and Strong Insurance. Visit Mark and Salina today because everybody needs a strong insurance agent. And he's got Clay County covered, Daniel.
That he does. Appreciate them and all our sponsors. Also our presenting sponsor, Clay Power Sports. I want to mention them one more time. And Thursday Night Football, two of them this year that we've done. And, could be some more. Four regular season games remain.
We got one scheduled on Thursday night.
You talking about the Gordonsville game?
Yeah.
That ain't going to be.
They'll move it.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's scheduled for Thursday, October 31st, which is Halloween. That one, it's going to be Friday, November 1st.
I figured it would be.
99.5% sure. But
didn't mean to interrupt.
No, you're good. One more road trip, right?
Going
to go to Joe Burns next week, enjoy a week off, and then finish a three-game homestand inside at John Peebles Field, Joe Neal Leach Stadium. Folks, we just appreciate you guys. Appreciate our sponsors and our listeners. You know, they're great. They pay and pave the way for this to happen. But guess what? If not for you guys on Facebook, on Mixler, on the Horizon website, wanting to hear the content and hear about the Clay County Bulldogs, there wouldn't be a need for sponsors. So we thank you, listeners. Well, from rainy Tompkinsville, one final time, it's Clay County, Tennessee 21, Monroe County, Kentucky 6, and another installment of the Border War. For Thomas Weaver, I'm Daniel Strong, wishing y'all a good night.